If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Can I ask you a question that you can't answer?
Yes.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so up over there is not anymore, right?
Yes.
So two things. One, I forget. And two, how do I start by forgetting the first one?
I'm not saying yes. I'm saying hell yes.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
How about that?
I finally bottomed out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I have finally lost it completely.
You dark-sided, Kevin.
Now, you got...
Kevin, God damn it.
Now, how... I forgot what I was going to ask. All vintage Kevin. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Kevin is a great guy. He is not much of an entertainer.
And now...
What about... what was I going to ask you? I forget what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Our feature presentation.
I would like you once and for all to tell the audience how much editing goes on in that so that you can make me look bad.
I am happy to.
Right.
None.
You didn't make one edit in any of those?
No, that was all from the same hour, too, which I thought was interesting.
Is that true?
No.
No, it's not true.
No.
It's not possible.
That's the greatest hits collection, Lisa. Come on.
Is that true?
Wow.
I'm gullible. I'm
no
way
kidding.
Gullible.
Did he not...
I'd think about it for 5 minutes, and then I realized that was ridiculous.
Did I tell you something, that the mics were on remote on some of them, and the others were in the studio?
Well, I hadn't had time to think about it. Yeah. I was just reacting.
All right, we need a moment with. What the hell?
Hey, guys, I found out something yesterday that devastated me to the core, and I can't believe we didn't bring this up yesterday on the show. I guess I didn't know about it, and maybe you didn't hear about it either, but the Hollywood Christmas Parade, as you know, went away.
Oh, right.
Hollywood Christmas Parade, they said it was too expensive. They couldn't put it on anymore. And this is a parade that you know, many of you know has been going on for 50 years or whatever it is. And every year got more and more low rent. Every year got smaller and smaller, although they tried to beef it up with high school marching bands. And every year the celebrities got worse and worse. So they finally said, the Hollywood City Council or whoever was behind it, finally said, we're just not going to do it anymore. It's not worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were so happy / sad. And then it was announced, because there was apparently some sort of uproar, that they were going to replace it with something called the Hollywood Santa Parade, which they kind of put together at the last minute over the last couple of months. And they had a parade similar to the Hollywood Christmas Parade on Sunday, the Hollywood Santa Parade, and they didn't even get television coverage of it.
How is that different except for the word Santa?
Well, I don't know if there was some reason they couldn't call it the Hollywood Christmas Parade because somebody already owned that or what the deal was. But the Hollywood Santa Parade did happen on Sunday, was not on TV. But I went on the website yesterday when I found out about it, and I'm just devastated that we didn't know, because when you hear the celebrities that were on the Hollywood Santa Parade, you're going to wish you'd been there in person to get interviews.
I love that.
So well, from the website.
By the
way. Yeah, no kidding. You guys lived there, didn't even know what was going on, right?
No,
right.
No idea.
Yeah. Now, Bob Barker was the Grand Marshal of the parade, and I have to give them props. I mean, you couldn't ask for a bigger name or, you know, better timing for Mr. Barker to be in the parade. Certainly deserves it. The guy's a television icon, just retired after 35 years on The Price is Right. I got no problems with Bob Barker. Here's, from the website, the following celebrities that were in the Hollywood Santa Parade.
All right.
And you just jump in if you tell me who you'd like to have gotten an interview with. Young Taylor Atelian was in the parade this year.
No.
Apparently she was on, according to Jim. Ashley Benson.
Don't recognize. Days of
Our Lives. Okay.
Alex Black was in the parade.
Don't know. Doesn't ring a bell. Alex.
These are the stars. I'm reading the stars now.
No, get the star. You mean the TV stars, movie stars?
He's on something called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. I don't know what that is.
Well, see, here's the problem: is that most of the time these types of parades, they get the people who are out there who are trying to promote a new show that nobody has heard of, and for the most part, they've never been heard of either.
David Blue. Apparently he plays a photographer on Ugly Betty. Aren't there like 10 stars on that show that people have heard of? They got David.
Probably, yeah.
Nazanin Bagnati, apparently.
Oh, Nazanin does good work.
She's in some movies that are coming out. Let's see. Jesse Brune. He's on a Bravo show called Workout. Mike, you've probably heard of him.
I've heard the show. I don't know who he is.
Casey.
Oh, I know who he is. I know who he is.
You know who one of the celebrities is?
Is he a flabby gay one?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
He's a flabby gay one. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We recognized one.
Here's my favorite, by the way. This is the kind of celebrity I love the most. Casey Carley. She was a seasonal model and commercial actress by the time she was 10 years old. She was featured in Everclear's music video, Wonderful, and had a guest appearance on the TV series Eight Simple Rules.
That's it? That's not a celebrity. What?
Wow. I'm sorry. If you were in an Everclear music video and that's your highlight, it doesn't. You don't qualify to be in the parade,
was
right?
Was she promoting something new or...?
I doesn't say.
No,
doesn't
just say remember that Everclear video I was in? All right. Happy Christmas Day, everyone.
I don't know if anyone went to the parade, really, but can you just see people waving at the people waving at them going,
sure.
Who
yeah.
the hell is that?
Sure.
I don't know any of these people.
I have a question. Bean, where in Hollywood does this go? Where does the route of this parade?
It looked like it was pretty much the same. Let's see. Parade route. I'll click
Which
on it
was,
here.
Which was what? Hollywood Boulevard, right?
Well, look,
yeah.
If you're
starting at Orange, the U-shaped parade route will travel east on Hollywood Boulevard to Vine, south on Vine to Sunset, and west on Sunset back to Orange.
Wow. Here's I would have put him on Franklin myself.
Yeah. Even if you don't get television coverage, if you throw anything down the middle of Hollywood Boulevard on a Sunday, you're going to get 10,000 people who are from out of this country, let alone out of town.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, wow, look at this parade. They don't care who's in it. You know what I'm saying? They don't know who these celebrities are.
But if they did care who was in it and they wanted to see celebrities, they wouldn't recognize them.
No, you're yeah, right. But yeah. I'm saying I see where they're coming from because it's like
wow.
Shooting,
I don't.
It's like
I don't see where they're coming from.
In Hollywood.
Why, I wonder, did they insist on putting this on?
But they don't have floats. Did they have
marching bands?
They don't have
lots of marching
bands.
I don't think so. I think
they
just do
cars.
In cars.
They drive
yeah,
in cars, and then they, like every other one is a marching band. And of course, as we've talked before, and this is just my opinion, marching band, the lowest form of music.
Right.
I mean, really, you don't ever want to listen
to. And high school marching bands,
yeah,
right?
For the most part, yeah, high school.
These aren't the black college marching bands.
No,
that are great.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, right. Jeff DeAgnisti.
He
apparently
is
in something called the Sasquatch Gang. Here's Kevin Chapman, who apparently appeared in the film Two for the Money. So maybe Ralph has even heard of him.
All right.
So, and the list just goes on and on. I mean, I'm not joking, and I'm not.
You're not building up
here.
To number one. You're not.
No. I mean, Raha Fenske, Shayna Feil, Jim Fox. Jim Fox is the guy from The Kings. He's the guy at least we've heard of. He's
okay.
The announcer for The Kings.
Announcer, yeah.
Daniel Goddard, Juliet Goglia. It just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
So anyway, Hollywood Santa Parade. Maybe next year they'll get it on TV. We'll be able to give it the proper coverage that it deserves. But this year they were unable to arrange an affiliate.
So what you're saying is it got worse and worse and worse until it got canceled. And then somebody else came in and said, I know. Same parade, different word. Smaller celebrities.
Yes.
Let's go with it.
No TV.
Hey,
no TV.
Before I make any decisions, can you get the chick who was in the Everclear video? Yes. We got her locked up. Okay. All right. I'm in this.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm going to say, what's up?
Oh, I missed that kid. I hope he was there. Anyway, so we missed it. We struggle.
Yeah. I thought about that yesterday afternoon. I remember thinking, oh, Sunday nights, right after Thanksgiving. That's the day. That's the Hollywood Christmas parade. I didn't realize it had been canceled for good. But thank God the Santa Parade is here to pick up the slack.
Better than ever.
Better than ever. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Tuesday morning, and it's the 27th of Blovember.
Mm. Mm.
I know this sounds like a joke, but did you hear that Britney Spears is thinking about adopting Chinese twins?
Yes.
Well, I know it has been reported in a tabloid, but
yes.
I sure hope it's not true.
Oh, I hope it is. Come on. Can you imagine?
Think of the children.
Well, yeah, that's true. But think of the one she has now. I mean, come on.
Chinese orphanage, Britney Spears.
Yeah, which is worse?
Is
I don't know.
That is so hard to decide.
That's a tough
good point.
It
tough
really
question.
Is.
Might be better off where they are.
They might be.
Yeah. Also on this morning show, we have Miss Double December coming in. We have about three
that's
of our...
That's what I'm talking about.
Three of our contestants today that are going to come in and show us their talents.
That was a great twofer we had yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Two that we're in. We're fantastic. I want to marry them. I mean, I want to elect them both.
Right. And by elect, you mean...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by marry, you mean...
Exactly.
On Friday morning, we're going to do a live show. We're going to have a pageant, a Miss Double D pageant, and you're all invited to come down.
Yes.
It's at the Slip and Slide.
Yes.
The Slide and Slipper Bar. The Bar of Slipping.
Thought,
the Slide Bar.
Yes. They might have
slide
sent
bar.
Us
slide
that
bar.
Info. There, that's it. Yeah, Slide Bar. There you go.
In Fullerton.
Fullerton.
Very good.
Friday morning. We're going to do the entire show from there. We're going to have all 10 Miss Double D finalists.
Mm-hmm.
And the voting will continue right up through the end when we name a Miss Double December.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a good show. We got three more for you to consider this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Frank Caliendo.
I love
Funny.
Frank.
Coming into the studio today. He's our John Madden impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
I do most of the rest of the voices, but he does John Madden.
We let him do a few.
Right. So he's going to be in our studios today, and we're going to give away some more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. As a matter of fact, in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to play What I've Done by Linkin Park. Between 6 and 7, when you hear it, be caller 20, and you will win tickets tonight, number one. And we're also going to continue to draw from the K-Rock Street Team and just call in randomly and give them tickets.
That's so great.
That's coming up this morning as well. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next.
Is the Miss Double D here yet, by the way, the one that's coming in just after 6?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
all right.
You know, maybe you don't know.
I sure hope nothing goes wrong with the camera again today. I'll
as
tell you
do
that.
I'd hate for that to
happen.
Looking
forward to that. Anyway, between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning, you are listening for Linkin Park singing What I've Done. When you hear it, just be caller 20. You'll win your tickets to night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. And we'll meet three more Miss Double D candidates today, which means 6 new boobs in the studio this morning. So we're very excited about that.
Well, not
548?
New. I don't think they're new. Some of them are old.
Some of them are. Some of them are like a... You know, within a few months, I think. Ralph is here for Tuesday with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good news. The two sides are talking in the writer's strike.
Oh, thank God.
It started up again yesterday, and they said there's actually some movement in the negotiations. So maybe this whole thing will be settled before Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be amazing.
A nice present for everybody, especially the kids really hit by this thing, which are the hardworking crews and lighting guys and craftsmen who build the sets and craft service people.
Their job just goes away until this comes back. They don't get anything out of it.
Yeah. Even when it's settled, they go back to the same old. So hopefully they'll have some money to, give their kids, drugs and stuff for Christmas.
Sure. That's what people
that's
want.
That's what they do.
Speaking of which, I love the chants. Heard outside Universal Studios yesterday. The picketers were still going on. No nerds, no words. How about that?
Well, at least it rhymes.
And it does describe many of the people I've seen on the picket line. So
yeah.
Hopefully the chanting will be over sometime soon. We're starting to get word in finally on what celebrities did for Thanksgiving. Because,
Oh, thank goodness that's
sometimes,
out.
You're right there in the middle of the meal with your family and, you're eating a nice piece of turkey and having some stuffing. And you're like, what's Justin Timberlake doing right now?
Yeah.
What's he doing? So I have got the information for you. Apparently, Justin spent the Thanksgiving holiday on the opposite side of the world from his girlfriend, Jessica Biel.
Oh.
Apparently, he was not from his girlfriend, with his girlfriend.
Oh, she was
with him. I'm sorry. I misspoke. They were both in New Zealand.
Crikey!
Apparently, Justin was performing there. So they spent the holiday with some island natives.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
As tradition states, the guest of honor has to sing a song. So Justin got up and sang You Are My Sunshine. The song was popular in 1840 with gold miners. And then he gave out 50 tickets to his concerts to some of the kids. So good on you, Justin, as they say down there.
I believe crikey, if I learned anything from Flight of the Conchords, I believe crikey is Australian. I don't think that's New Zealand, Mike.
That's right.
My bad.
They battle.
Yes.
Know.
Prison. Yes.
Prison.
Mary. Prison.
I missed that show.
Me too. Ah, this isn't fair. This isn't right. Suri Cruz got an exclusive performance by the Spice Girls.
What?
You can't even get a ticket? She gets
it
for free?
She doesn't even care, man. She's no fan. She wasn't there saying, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
That's what the lyrics are?
I have no idea.
No.
But apparently, you see, Katie, her mom, Katie Holmes, is good friends with Posh. So Posh and Suri were invited to an exclusive rehearsal here in Los Angeles before the girls kick off their tour.
We have a little taste of that.
Okay.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my kitchen, forget my past.
Yeah.
If you wanna
what's that zig a zig a ha?
They never told us.
Anthony Kiedis?
And they never told us what Zigga Zigga meant.
Writing lyrics for them?
Yeah, apparently he is. Anthony, did you write all the Spice Girls stuff?
Sassafrassi, tell her, wing-a-dang-dong, bang-bang-dang-ba.
That's yes in Kiedis. I speak Kiedis. By the way, did you see Scary Spice on Dance with the Stars last night?
No. Don't watch that show.
Dude, it's down to three. Last night was the big...
You watching that show?
No.
Oh.
But here's the thing. I was, out of necessity, flipping around, watching... the dynamite combo of Entertainment Tonight and The Insider.
Right.
And let's see, they're about the half an hour show, so take out commercials. That's 44 minutes, 40 minutes and 90 seconds of it was dedicated to the to the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
They had Donny Osmond as their special correspondent.
Oh, really?
Just covering. Elio Castroneves.
Why would you
and his partner just nothing but Dancing with the Stars updates. But, and then Pat O'Brien had a 500-pound teenager.
Really?
Yes. Because that's how that show rolls. They gave you Danny Lynn shopping on Robertson for 20 minutes with Daniel Burkhead. By the way, Larry Burkhead. How is that still a news story? And how is it even more of a news story just because he's walking down Robertson carrying the kid and they're buying pink T-shirts?
I don't.
It's her first shopping spree, Ralph. Come on.
And then the 500-pound teenager.
Sure. I got to get back on the insider tip. I have not been watching it in a while. I forgot how great it is.
They really have upped the medical oddities. It was the 500-pound teenager, then Daniel Lynn's first shopping spree, then Dancing with the Stars update with Donny Osmond. This is on the insider. And then the woman with the 100-pound breasts and her breast reduction.
Dude.
Wow.
That's a consistent show, The Insider. I have a few highlights from past shows.
The Insider was first to bring you the incredible struggle of Manuel Oribe, the world's fattest man.
You went from morbidly obese to anorexic. What happened?
I went from 350 to 87 in 1 year.
The astonishing case of a little girl who spent years living as a dog.
When I was small, the dogs were breastfeeding me. Right.
And while Oksana has improved, she still lives in a home for the mentally ill. The world's smallest pregnant woman confined to a wheelchair. Did this 2-foot-tall mom give birth to a healthy baby? Were there complications?
Yes, that's the kind of stuff the insider covers. They got that covered.
A Beverly Hills plastic surgeon takes on his most daunting challenge yet, reducing the 100-pound breasts.
Why?
Come on.
That is a good question.
Come on, Pat. Really?
Why?
The 100-pound breast and the 500-pound teen? You put that together, that's 600-pound show right there.
That's a lot of show.
Wow, does that show blow?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan apparently is done with her boyfriend already.
Oh, no.
Remember Riley Giles or Giles? I still have not had the interest nor taken the time to find out how that guy pronounces his last name.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to be around for long, so there was no need to.
They met in rehab and then split up because her friends didn't like him and thought he was using her. Riley even bragged about dating her on his MySpace page. This is the dude who broke it off with his fiance, by the way, to be with Lindsay.
Oh.
Look.
Hell of a guy.
Dating Lindsay Lohan, give the guy some bragging rights, for God's sakes. Right?
Sure.
Of course. She was using him, too, for anonymous rehab sex or whatever she needs when she's inside there. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie apparently fighting.
Uh-oh.
According to In Touch magazine, it is over her brother, James Haven. He's a weird dude. You've seen this guy,
sure
James
is.
Haven? He's a spooky-looking dude.
Yeah, he's a strange
person. He's like the kid in the guy in the neighborhood you tell your kids, don't go near his house.
I don't know what's wrong
with
him.
I don't know. He's got that stare. Just something's up.
But he gets to make out with his sister, so he's got that going for him.
Apparently, Brad and James don't get along.
Hmm.
He gives
because
Brad
he makes out
too.
With Brad's wife.
Maybe. Angelina's blaming Brad for not trying to reach out and get along with him.
Okay.
So apparently it's all his fault. No matter how hot they are, gentlemen, they're still women. Just keep that in mind.
Why?
Why indeed. You want a body like Daniel Craig's?
Yeah.
Okay. The actor tells the Times of London, a British newspaper, that he got his muscular physique by lifting lots of weights. Well, thank you, Times of London. Thank you for that exclusive.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He lifted weights?
Crazy, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of a radical fitness program.
Why would no one have thought of that
before? I don't know. You take something heavy and you lift it repeatedly. And apparently it does something to your muscles.
Does it say repeatedly? Because I don't understand how this works.
Well, I'm guessing you'd have to. Just
one
lift that big heavy weight once.
All right.
Yeah. He said for the next James Bond sequel, he's going to do a lot more boxing.
Okay.
Because his face is not flat enough. Apparently, he would like to get it flatter. He'd like a whole Sandra Oh thing going for him. That's what he'd look for.
Thank God. Craig.
And Britney Spears, do you want to know how she spent her Thanksgiving?
Nope. Let me guess. Eating a lot?
Eating a lot. Well, you know, she had to drop her kids off.
Right.
At the pool.
No,
really? Drop her kids off at her ex-husband's joint because she didn't have custody of them for the holiday.
Right.
So she took him to breakfast for Thanksgiving, which I'm pretty sure was cheese doodles and Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
And then dropped him off to spend the weekend with K-Fed. And then it was just business as usual for her.
Partying.
Partying. Apparently she was seen at the Four Seasons Hotel. And on Friday, paparazzis caught her rolling through three different stop signs in a row in her brand new Mercedes.
Oh, no.
So just the average holiday for Brit.
Ralph, why does she spend so much time at hotels in Southern California? She has at least a house, maybe two.
At least.
Is it the bar? Is that why she goes to those hotels? Or is she staying there sometimes?
I get the sense she's one of those people who cannot stand to be alone.
Sounds like it.
And must surround herself with people at all times.
There's not enough people at her house, so she's got to go somewhere
else. And I'm guessing if you want to go boozing on Thanksgiving Day, there probably aren't a lot of other kind of bars and clubs open. Probably hotel bars are the one place you can go.
Yeah, it's true.
Get your vodka on, as the kids say.
Thank God she's got someplace.
And Johnny Depp is making the rest of us look bad. His longtime girlfriend, Vanessa Paradis, mother of his children, has just recorded her new CD as a congratulations gift. Johnny gave her a vineyard.
Good times.
What? Yeah, as a gift? A vineyard?
A vineyard, yes. Apparently the vineyard is near Plat de la Tour in France, where the couple live with their two children. She's a big wine fan, so, you know, some people would get a bottle of wine or a case of wine. Johnny got her a vineyard.
Dude.
Yeah. Wow. Looking forward to the feel-good Christmas movie, by the way, starring Johnny Depp. Sweeney Todd, the demon barber. Nothing says the holidays like slitting somebody's throat as they sit in a barber chair.
I'm looking forward
to
that.
Are you effing kidding
me? No, that looks good.
But Christmas time?
Yeah, well, who cares?
Maybe people don't want to see blood spurting out of someone's jugular around the holidays.
There's never a time to not see that.
In Kevin's defense, though, after he kills them, doesn't he then take their meat and put it in a pie and sell it?
Well, he doesn't do that. Helena Bonham Carter does that.
See? Right.
That's
team.
Her part of the job.
It's so a love story.
It's a love story between a murderer and a human meat pie maker.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, what's up, Gene Simmons?
Oh, no.
You're up early.
Lisa May?
Yeah.
Speaking of putting meat in the pie.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow, Gene's back. Gene's back.
I'm looking forward to
that. The strongest one in a long time, Gene. Boy, that new show of yours must be giving you new creative juices.
Speaking of creative juices.
It has lately been, speaking of having sex with a woman, I mean, it has not been trying very hard lately.
David Copperfield raped some girl.
Speaking of rape, Lisa May, I'd like to rape you on an island in the Bahamas. Yes. Not much of a stretch anymore.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Wow. This is a rough batch. Does no one have sex in like January or February to have kids around this time?
That's a good question.
Time,
is it week every day?
It's week. This week has been week. It's a week.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. I got one. I got one goodie. We have got Michael Vartan, who, of course, was Michael on Alias.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's 39 years old today. Robin Givens, you remember her?
Yeah.
Sure.
Formerly Mike Tyson's punching bag.
Wife,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She was also in that show about kids in school.
Head of the class.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
43 years old today. And Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Who you may know better as Steve Urkel on Family Matters. You know, Jaleel and I did a pilot together a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. And he has a remarkable patience for people with the whole Urkel thing.
You'd have to.
If I was him, I would hate everyone who came up to me and said anything with the words Urkel in it at any time. But he's very gracious about that whole part of his career.
Some people have figured out how to embrace, hey, it's not much, but at least I had something that I'm going to be remembered for. I was famous for something. And some people just accept that.
Yeah,
okay.
How many years has it been? And how many
times do
you have to hear when you're walking through a parking lot before you start brandishing a weapon?
How was he not even on the Hollywood Santa Parade? That's what I want.
Way too big.
They miss him.
Way too big.
By the way, I was aware of the Hollywood Santa Parade. Living
you
in the city. Yeah, living in the city. I was. It was all the buzz.
Sure.
People were all talking about it. You heading up to see the HSP?
And I call it the HSP.
Yeah. And I said,
did you hear the list of some of the stars that were there this year?
I did, including my friend Kevin Chapman.
Chappie
in that parade.
Yeah. Chappie, as we call him.
Chappie.
In the biz.
He's also, not only was in Two for the Money, but he's in that new Showtime, well, not new anymore, it's second season now, I guess, Brotherhood, over there on Showtime. He's in that.
Well, that must be how he got in the parade then.
Does a good job over there. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Yep. It's a banjo on K-Rock, all right? That is Feist 1234. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning, 6:07.
Let's do it.
Come on, people. Best time of the year, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
We might perform this live at the pageant on Friday.
Yes.
Ooh, good idea.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Yeah, look at those.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
What about Cassandra, ladies and gentlemen? What about that? Come on.
Girl from Chino Hills, welcome.
Yo, thank you. How are you this morning?
Not even
very good.
Not even fair. It's not fair that you look like that and, you know, Lisa looks like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Lisa until you
really
compare her.
I need you to point that out. Leslie,
I'm just saying.
Thinking that already.
I'm just saying. Stop. Cassandra is 24 from Chino Hills. You know, we had a bartender yesterday. You are also a bartender. How's that working out for you?
Actually, it's going very, very well. It was a little slow and now it's picking up and stuff. And no matter what, I have like my regulars and stuff who come in. It's really fun. And I have a lot of neighborhood restaurants like around me. So we all kind of return the favor. We go back and forth.
So basically it's just drinking 24 hours a day for you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Basically.
What kind of place do you work at, Cassandra? What kind of bar is it?
I work at Applebee's Bar and Grill.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Right.
Now, I remember, Ralph, in the early days, you were a bartender and you did it, frankly, for the discount on the liquor and to meet women.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Cassandra, why do you do that as a living?
Because it's really, really good money. It's flexible with my school schedule and stuff. And then, like, there are its little bad points. Like, you know, just sometimes some crazy drunk people will come in. You're like, I don't want to deal with them, you know. So you send the manager. You're like, go talk to the Indian because we have this big Indian in the front that's a statue. And they're drunk.
So you send them to the Indian statue.
Yes, I do. I do.
Now, let's talk about those. They look like they might actually be officially double D's. Am I wrong?
They are officially double D's, yes.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? And how old are they?
They are, you know what? I would say about a year and 3 months going on four.
Oh, they're just toddlers.
Yes, exactly. I know. I'm trying to walk them through this whole thing.
And when you went in for the operation, how did you decide to make them so goddamn huge? I mean, what was the thought process there?
I have a friend who went just with big C's, and she said, Cass, I wish it would have gone bigger, blah, blah, blah. And my doctor said, go big.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Go big or go home. That's what they say.
Go big, yeah.
Are you happy with them?
I'm very happy with them.
Yeah,
we are too. Something else we have in common. Now, you mentioned in your questionnaire, and again, you can play the Kevin and Bean home game by going to krock.com, Kevin and Bean section. You can look at Cassandra's picture, read her bio, and vote for her, of course. You say in your application that you play soccer. That was before you got the implants, right? You don't play soccer anymore, I hope.
I try to. The chest traps, I'm so good at now. You would not even know.
I'm sure.
Ball disappears when it hits your chest.
I don't know whether to give you a red card or where'd the ball go.
I'm sneaky.
What made you apply to be Miss Double December 2008?
Okay, I'm going to be very honest.
Yes.
I'm a music fanatic. Music is my passion. So, like, all the concerts and stuff like that, especially Almost Acoustic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Linkin Park is, like, one of my favorites. And I've been to Inland Invasions. I've been to Acoustics. I've been to Weenie Roasts. I've been to so
very
much.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's my main motivator.
That's great.
So, as a member of the Kevin and Bean family, you just look at us as just a giant paycheck for you. I mean, just really just, hey, how can you soak us and get free stuff?
Not that we're not fine with that. Just so
we're totally fine with that, but that's what it's all about, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
We're good about it.
We like being used.
You help me.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. What about your talent? Now, of course, part of the live show that we're doing on Friday down in Fullerton is going to involve being on stage and performing your talent. What will you be doing?
I will be basically just showing some bar tricks, you know, some cool flair. I mean, I'm not really good with tossing the bottles. Yeah, I'm kind of scared. I will just show like what I could do. I'm a mixologist.
What's your big drink? What's your signature?
My signature drink, I would have to say, I like making redheaded sluts. I don't know if that's a...
Another drink I've never heard of.
Redheaded sluts.
How could you never have heard that, Lisa? The redheaded slut. Lisa doesn't know about it.
It
was named after you. How do you make that one?
It has Jaeger, peach schnapps, and cranberry. And it's chilled and everything. It's really good. People say Jaeger, cranberry, you know, but it does
complement
each other. Yeah.
Hmm. who knew this would be educational as well as entertaining to meet the Miss Double December contestants?
I can give you the ounce pours too, if you want that.
No,
you know,
no.
Kind of.
That's all right.
Give me your secret.
It really doesn't matter.
Not really, not
regular
Mr. Boston.
All right. So you will join us Friday in Fullerton. You know, we're going to be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe from 6 until 10 o'clock, and we're going to be having a live pageant. Ralph, for folks who maybe haven't heard about this new angle on the pageant this year, tell folks what they can expect if they come down to Fullerton.
It will be a full blown beauty pageant like you see on television when you watch the Miss America or Miss Universe pageant. We will have an evening wear competition. We will have a bathing suit competition. The girls will
Seriously,
be interviewed.
Let's just have bathing suit. What's the point of
evening wear?
That's so bogus.
No, evening wear, when you see the old school pageants, would be like gowns and that kind of stuff. We're talking about girls will wear what they usually go out in, like for a night at the clubs or something. That's our kind of evening wear.
Much better.
So when you first meet the girls, you'll see them in their evening wear.
Well, all right.
Kevin and Bean style.
Rubber gag and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a rubber ball gag. Like,
I don't know.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe is in Fullerton on East Commonwealth Avenue. All the details are at krock.com. The only thing it costs you to get in, free admission, no money, but we are asking a donation of a new unwrapped toy. And the U.S. Marine Corps themselves will be on hand to collect the toys just in time for the holidays. It's Kevin and Bean's Toys for Tatas. So we're not the only people who are benefiting from this event on Friday, I guess
that's
is what
right.
I'm saying.
That's funny. It's all about
giving. Now, Sandra, you are wearing some fingerless gloves. Are those official bartending gloves that you're wearing there?
No, I would like to make them. Applebee's is still trying to approve them, but
I'm just kidding.
Dave's going to be so excited.
I know. Look
like
at her.
Them.
She's got fingerless gloves.
I love fingerless gloves. I got some, too.
If
are
you
those
go to Kira-
fingerless gloves?
Go to krock.com, click on Kevin and Bean, look for the Miss Double December icon, and you can vote for Cassandra 24 from Chino Hills. We will see you on Friday, and it is awesome of you to come in this morning. We've really enjoyed meeting you.
Are we going to see her talent?
Yeah, we should see her talent.
Yeah. Okay.
Bean's trying to rush right on.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize she was prepared to do that here today. Fantastic.
She's fully set up with an entire bartending outfit in front of her, and she is going to make a cocktail for us.
I hate to see alcohol go to waste.
Okay. Now, what are you working on here? What's this cocktail
right
you're making?
I'm making a white gummy bear.
White gummy bear?
Yes.
Okay.
What goes in the white gummy bear?
Peach schnapps, raspberry vodka. It could be Stoli or it can be Smirnoff.
Your choice.
Yeah,
sure.
It's your choice.
Over ice in a shaker.
It has sweet and sour and 7-Up in it as well. Very, very, very good choice.
You know, you'll be sober by the time you leave to go home today, Lisa. You'll be fine.
It tastes exactly
probably
like
not.
White gummy bear.
You know, Kevin's nickname used to be the white gummy bear. Yeah, it used to be his radio nickname. But,
I didn't realize that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That's all right.
No big deal.
It's funny. I just did that in my pants. Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven.
For God's sake.
I'm just saying.
The effect I have on.
Yes, it is. A little more ice.
Well, I don't know about you, the home listener, but I think this is outstanding radio.
That's for Kevin.
Yeah, pass that over, would you, Lisa? Don't take a drink out of it, for God's sake.
Which is this, the white gummy bear?
Gummy.
Okay.
How
is
that?
Ooh, that's good.
Yes.
Oh,
it?
Wow.
That's good.
Wow, that's good.
This is an excellent start to the day, kids.
Smooth.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Cassandra. How about that?
She's going to keep making drinks, but we do have to move on.
Yes.
We do. I'm sorry. She'll be making those behind the scene as we do whatever's next. First, though, in the email bag, and you can write to any of us, all the email addresses are up at krock.com. Dear Kevin and Bean, I know how excited you guys were this year with the release of Stomp the Yard. Well, I was at the movies over the holiday, and I saw a trailer for what looks like the female version of Stomp the Yard called, and you're ready for this title, How She Move.
Yes.
How She Move.
Yes.
Come on.
I'm in.
It's due to be released in late January 2008 with this film and the release of Step Up 2, The Streets, in February. You're going to be a dance movie overload. They both look like the exact same movie, except one is made for the black audience, the other is made for the white audience. I know you can't wait, and then Rod sent me the links to both of those movies. So if you want to check them out, Step Up 2, The Streets, and How She Move. Those are the two films.
Wow.
So already you can tell... Right out of the gate in 2008, they're going for the Academy Award winners.
That's fantastic.
They're front-loading this year, man. The whole rest of the year at the movies is going to be a disappointment after those two.
Dear Kevin and Bean, what up, party person? Where can I find a copy of that old recording of Bobcat Goldthwait telling the heartwarming Christmas story of a little girl burned in a fire set by her drunk dad falling into the Christmas tree?
That was on a Kevin and Bean Christmas album about, I don't know, 10 years ago,
maybe? It was 95, A Family Christmas in Your Ass was the name of it.
And you can get those on eBay. And also this time of year, here's a good tip for people who, because all of them are out of print. They're all made for just 1 year only. You go down to a place like Amoeba Records in Hollywood, for instance, in their Christmas music section, you can usually find a bunch of the old Kevin and Bean Christmas CDs, and they're cheap, 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 too.
Yeah.
They're like a penny.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, they'll give them to you just for walking through the door. But here's the here's your instant request, Catherine. Thank you for asking for this. Here's Bobcat Goldthwait.
A turkey won't make you upchuck. And I hope your Christmas doesn't suck.
It does not suck.
Okay, boys and girls, it's been a lot of fun, but it's time to go off to bed now.
Sing another one, Uncle Bobcat.
I'd really like to, but it's getting late, and the band's union, they've really been busting my nads.
Aww. Please, please, please.
Maybe we have time for a story. Would you like to hear a story?
Yay!
This is a story about a family, a mommy and a daddy and two children.
What are their names, Uncle Bobcat?
One's named Amy, and one's named Luke. Who's telling the story, you little...
Sorry.
It was Christmas Eve. Mommy was in the kitchen preparing the holiday meal. A warm fire was crackling in the den. Amy and Luke were at the table, making out their last-minute Christmas list. But where was Daddy? Was he out in the back getting firewood? No. Was he up on the roof hanging Christmas lights? No. Daddy was out. Throwing back tall boys at a sleazy strip club. Stuffing dollar bills. Mommy'd been saving to buy Amy a new brace for her leg. Down a horse G-string. Daddy'd been drunk before. But this time, he was so loaded he never even noticed. He'd been urinating all over his brand new corduroy church slacks.
Mommy.
What? Shut your whimpering. Shut that cackle before I shut it for you. Get over here.
Mommy.
Don't you f***ing look at me with those eyes. Don't you dare f***ing look at me like that. Where was I? Oh, yeah. And when he did stumble home, it wasn't the sound of reindeer the children heard. It was the sound of Mommy sobbing while Daddy ralphed in their stockings. And when he fell over backwards on the Christmas tree, it was only a matter of seconds before the thing caught fire. Hot flames roared through the house. Luke was able to get out, but poor little Amy with that heavy iron brace from the 1920s on her leg wasn't so lucky. She called out for help. She screamed, "Kill me! Kill me! I'd rather die than burn to death! Kill me, Daddy! Kill me!" "Go ahead! Leave, you bunch of cowards! You can't handle the truth!" "What, you want stories about reindeers and elves and fairies? Well, that's not the real world, is it? Sometimes your heart gets broken, little bastards! Woman, give me another cup of nog!" Merry Christmas from Bobcat Goldthwait.
That sounds awfully easy, by the way. Just pick up the phone and call, be caller 20 and win the tickets.
Well, you don't always get through and are caller 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
it doesn't happen that way. Right. But
here's the story from the news this morning.
A White House tradition reunited 2000 presidential candidate Al Gore with his former rival, President Bush. Gore was among the 2007 Nobel Prize winners who were invited to the White House by the president yesterday. The former vice president stood side by side with President Bush. The two also had a 40-minute long meeting in the Oval Office. Gore says the pair spent the entire time talking about global warming. Gore said the president was, quote, very gracious in setting up the meeting, and it was a very good and substantive conversation.
Wow.
I call BS on that. I doubt every word of that report, but we said, hey, we got to find out because this is a momentous occasion. Vice President Al Gore going back to the White House for the first time since he left. And we've got, I think, Mr. Gore and Mr. Bush both on the phone from Washington this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Mr. President, welcome.
Al?
Good morning.
So the news report makes it sound like it was all shaking hands and smiling there at the White House yesterday. But you guys have been pretty contentious with each other for a long, long time. We find that very hard to believe.
It was. It was a good meeting. Mm-hmm. We got together, talked about substantive things.
Right.
Things that matter.
Like we see global warming, of course, because Al's, you
know. I want to know more about global harming. I want to know why. Who's harming it and why are they harming?
It's not, Al, you haven't gotten that far yet, Al?
suing him up again.
Now, Mr. President, I understand it's tradition for you to meet the Nobel Peace Prize winners, and that's why you had the meeting with Mr. Gore yesterday, but you don't believe anything that he says. I mean, you have been mocking his global warming policies and requests for years and years and years. How did you guys bridge that gap?
Well, it's not for me to decide who Nobel gives their prize to. It's like the publishing clearinghouse. I don't tell them who to give their big comedy check to.
Right.
So I'm not in control of that. But I can be gracious and invite them to the White House.
And now, tell them how you wanted to know why they didn't give me a bell if it's a Nobel Prize.
Did you not understand that, Mr. President?
It's Nobel. If you have Nobel, why, they should give you a bell. The least they could do.
I don't think.
Okay. Ask him why he thinks it's spelled with a K. Well,
Nobel. You know things. No. K-N-O-W. No.
Wow. Yeah.
Idiot.
So, so Al. Whoa, you guys, hang on. So, Mr. Gore, you're in the Oval Office for 40 minutes, and you're thinking, wow, this should have been mine. But B, how do you use that time to try to convince the president to get serious about the cause that you're so serious about?
I simply said to him, the majority of Americans believe that global warming is a pressing concern.
Right.
The majority, like the people who voted for me, think that we need to do something about it.
Uh-huh.
Hold on just a second. I'm still the president. I know. And that's why we're all screwed. Tree hugger. Idiot.
Wow. Did you make any specific suggestions to the president of things you'd like to see him do?
Yes,
in his remaining? You did, okay.
I would like to see him resign.
Okay.
I meant about global warming.
Oh,
I mean, things he could do to help your cause.
I misunderstood.
You were just hoping that he would hand over control to you?
I was thinking maybe.
Yeah.
He'd give me the keys.
Right.
But turns out he doesn't know where they are.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
I lost the keys a few years ago. I just knock now. Hello, Mr. President, let me in.
Wow.
And they do it.
Yeah, I'm sure they
I'm
do.
I'm the president.
Right.
They do what I tell them.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a winner. I won. Won the election.
I don't know that I'd
big
rub
winner
it in.
Twice.
Not a big winner. I don't know.
Big
that
winner.
I'd rub it in.
Not a loser. I guess they give the losers Nobel Peace Prizes. Sort of consolation prize.
Wow.
Ouch.
I'd you like know... to see you dead.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Big heart attack or something.
You know, let me read a quote, because this is how we all thought it would go. Al, your former campaign manager, Donna Brazile, was quoted as saying, "This is going to be a very uncomfortable moment for both of them. I think after the president looks at Al Gore and says congratulations, Al Gore will probably depart the room."
No, I stayed.
You stayed not only for 40 minutes, but it sounds like you stayed the night.
Well, Laura asked me to.
Hey, now, what? Hold on a
is
second.
Is that right?
Really?
I will kick your ass.
Why did she ask you to stay?
First of all, who cares what his former the person says? She's Brazilian. Doesn't even matter. She's not even American.
No, it's just her last name. It's not that she's Brazilian. That's just her last name.
Can you believe I lost to him? Seriously. Can you believe it?
Well, we have a wacky system of government in this country where it doesn't
wacky,
really matter how many
right.
votes you get.
It's freaking wacky.
Yeah.
Wow, right there in the White House. Look at this.
That's cool.
I think that's better.
I think we'd all be better off if whoever was in the White House was taking a toke.
So there. Fresh air.
Oh, well, he's coming back with the beer. How about that?
Wow.
So, Mr. President, let me just ask this. 14 months left in the White House. Are you going to take Mr. Gore's concerns seriously and try to do more with your administration to help in the effort to fight global warming? Or basically, that's just not your fight to fight?
Nope.
No
okay.
way. That was a very complex question for just a no.
I don't understand what he's saying.
No.
It's just safer to say no. But I believe that Al Gore has his heart in the right place.
Right.
But his head is firmly up his ass.
Okay.
I want to punch you in the face.
I don't think you could get away with that right now, Al.
I can't punch him?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, there's Secret Service, and he is the president.
Then I'll just fart in the Oval Office.
Okay.
I don't care.
Good luck with that,
That'll
Al.
Teach him.
Talk about
I already did that.
Talk about your global warming.
Yesterday, that was global warming right there. The greenhouse gases escaped. You should hit that button.
A few minutes ago, we met Cassandra, who is up for Miss Double December 2008. Later this morning, Cassidy will be here,
oh!
and Chanel will be here.
Oh!
Is there some sort of a theme? Are these all like stripper names that are given out when you turn 18? Or can these possibly be the girl's real name?
Oh, no, they're all real. They're all the real names. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. If you name your daughter Cassidy or Cassandra, she's going to be smoking hot.
Yeah.
That's how you make sure you dial them in.
It's a guarantee.
Do the right thing, people. Learned. That's what we're saying.
6:52 Tuesday morning. Frank Caliendo joins us after the news. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat right now.
Hey, you know, it's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores. Chance for you to catch up on the movies you haven't seen in the big theater. You can pop them in your TV and take a watch. Mr. Bean's Holiday. In case you missed Rowan Atkins as the hilarious international comedy star Mr. Bean, you can check that out. People say it's very funny.
Yeah,
that's what I've never been a big fan. Reminds me too much of a mime.
He's talented.
Not a big mime fan. Reminds me sort of a mime. Don't like mimes.
Yeah. All right. By all accounts, he's a terrific physical comedian, but I have never gotten on board either.
Kerry Russell stars in Waitress. You missed that. A woman who believes in a better life through pie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She in the carpool lane?
Very good.
She just takes a pie. She takes a pie. She gets in the car and she zooms. Zooms down the highway.
Look at this pie!
Hey, did you miss Lindsay Lohan's I Know Who Killed Me when it was in theaters?
Yes, we did.
Here's your chance to ignore it while it's on DVD.
All right.
Who's Your Caddy? Also on shelves today. Remember that? Big Boy, B-O-I.
Sure.
Plays a rap mogul who joins a stuffy country club. And, the white people get nervous because he's a large Negro. Hilarity ensues.
Yes, it does.
This was Caddyshack? Is that what it was? It was kind of Caddyshack-like, that one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Caddy Black.
That's what I like to call it. Caddy Black, okay.
Skinwalkers.
All I remember is the
billboards. Yeah,
it's about werewolves.
Yes, I love that.
And you know, I'm a big like monster movie fan. I don't like the slash movies, but I like vampire, werewolves, those kind of things. But the reason I really recommend this is because Rona Mitra is in this. Are you familiar with the actress Rona Mitra?
Mm-hmm.
Love
no.
her. She was on Boston Legal for a while as a smoking hot British babe.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
The one
with James Spader and that one with the lips.
With the lips, yes.
Yeah, she stars in this, so I think it's
the other woman on Ed, and she's also married to...
No. You're thinking...
not Rona Mitra? Who am I thinking of?
That's Rona Mitra, but you're thinking of Rena Sofer.
Oh, Rena Sofer. Different
Rena Sofer was the other woman on Ed and also on
Heroes.
They're
both fantastic.
But Rena Motrin, that's not her name.
I'm very confused now.
That sounds like a drug.
Rena Motrin. If you suffer from Alzheimer's, try Rena Motrin. Possible side effects may be loose stool and intestinal bleeding.
Yeah.
Stop it, Psycho Mike. Yeah. Did you watch Dance with Stars last night?
No.
Woo! Wow. It's going to be touch and go for the finale, I'll tell you. Marie Osmond got 46 out of a possible 60 points, and she went off.
What do you mean she went off? She got mad?
She said, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. Started yelling at the judges.
Really?
Yeah. And while she was walking away, Tom Bergeron, the fey host of that show, said, don't have a hissy fit.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's strong words for Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
That was real drama.
That's like
that
a
show.
Real battle.
Yeah.
Have you been following the scandal around Marie Osmond on how she's recruiting votes for Dancing with the Stars, Ralph?
No. Tell me more.
No, we haven't.
Apparently, she's got some sort of a Osmond mailing list that she's just bombarding to try to get people to vote.
All her family to vote for her, and that's like 100,000 people right
there. Yeah, no kidding. And apparently, it's allowed in the rules. You're allowed to solicit for votes. It's as much a popularity contest as it is a dancing competition. And right now, it is allowed, but she's out there really working the internet to try to get continue to get votes on Dancing with the Stars.
That's not right.
She knows it's Dancing with the Stars, right?
Well,
she wants to win. Because her career desperately needs the boost. By the way, Melanie Brown, Scary Spice.
Yeah.
Body on that broad. It's nuts.
What? Is Helio Castroneves' partner the hottest chick that's ever existed?
Yeah, what's her name? Susanna Hoff or something like that?
I don't know. I just saw it.
Yeah, Susanna Hoff.
No, but something. Susanna Ho or something.
I don't know her name. I just saw it on like one of
those entertainment
shows.
Yeah, she's like 19 or something, too.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, she's killer. So anyway, there's your Dance with the Stars update.
That's a good one.
If you missed the Van Halen tour, I went. But good news for you is a lot
of gracious of you, Ralph.
I like to screw people when I can. A lot of the concerts have been recorded, so a live album is a good bet. They say the end of next year you'll be able to hear it, so you can catch up in case you missed it. Pete Wentz is getting defensive over his girlfriend, Ashley Simpson. This is funny. He's such a mo. The New York Post says that he has sent a cease and desist order to a band called Neurosonic.
Why?
Because they've got a song that bashes Ashley's horrific Saturday Night Live performance when she was lip-syncing and the track went dead and she had to do the hoot nanny on stage.
Aren't you allowed to do that?
Apparently not. Cease and desist.
Well, how do they base that? What's the...
I have no idea.
Legal.
Yes. All those questions.
I'm so floundering.
Yeah, you want to make sure we're
right. Top notch gay.
What innocent man what's goes the... free.
How can he...
Where does the song is called So Many People, and the band encourages everyone to do a jig to the tune when they're in concert so they can be just like Ashley.
That's awesome.
Who started doing some weird river dance before she ran off stage in that Saturday Night Live performance. So apparently Pete Wentz doesn't think it's funny, man. Stop picking on my girl, man.
What if we send a cease and desist order to get Fall Out Boy to not be allowed to do dance anymore?
Dance. Marilyn Manson's keyboardist is suing Manson because he said there is monies that came into the band that did not get to each of the members.
Oh.
Yeah, he says Marilyn and the manager skimmed off the top a lot of the money that should have gone to the band and accuses Marilyn of doing things like trying to buy masks made of human skin instead of actually paying the members of the band.
Well, sometimes you need a mask of human skin.
Sometimes you do.
Right?
Especially if you're that guy in Silence of the Lambs who keeps that broad down in the pit.
You need that more than most, yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah. Ouch.
Amy Winehouse is considering a trip to rehab.
What?
She's thinking about it.
No.
She's thinking about it.
Mm-mm.
She said she'll do it if she can't manage to kick drugs on her own. And I think she's got a good shot. Yes. So she probably won't need the rehab.
She's doing well.
The British tabloid Daily Star reports she has promised her friends and family that if she can't get clean for Christmas, she'll consider checking into a London facility called the Priory early in 2008. So there's her New Year's resolution. Stop
she'll
injecting
consider
heroin.
It.
Yeah, she'll think about it.
One of the possible
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
That's okay.
One of the possible answers is still no, though, right?
Sure.
Okay.
No, as
okay.
a matter of fact. All right. Possible answer. And Oprah Winfrey is being very hands-on when it comes to the damage control at the school in South Africa that she began, the Leadership Academy Girls School of Rape.
I'm so fat.
No, I don't think called that I don't think that's what it's called at all.
There must be a typo in this story. I don't think it's called that. Apparently, there was a 12-year-old girl who was the victim of molestation while there. And Oprah has made several trips to the school to meet with the parents and also try to do some damage control spin at this school that she's very, very proud of.
Drama queen.
Apparently, the father of the 12-year-old girl told People magazine that they met with Oprah for 2 hours. He said the meeting was very emotional, but things went very smoothly. And the family now has closure, and I'm guessing a big check.
Oh, yeah.
But there you go.
This was a weird story because this student that was molested by a female teacher.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah, you don't see it enough. That's what I'm saying.
Giddy up.
Remember Oksana Bayul?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Who was she, Psycho Mike, if you remember?
Oksana Bayul was an Olympic gymnast.
Actually, she was an ice skater.
Skater.
But you're absolutely right. At the time, she was a big deal in the Olympics, and then she took a downward spiral. She became an alcoholic and got clean and sober in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Or did she?
Mm.
Apparently, Oksana thinks her 30s will be the pinnacle of her career because she was seen recently in New York City drinking out of a bottle of vodka, yelling she was going to be the number one skater in the world.
Oh,
yes.
Good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Friends were trying to calm her down, but apparently she not so clean and sober anymore.
It's a special kind of drinker that grabs the bottle.
It really is.
I am going to be number one skater in the world again. More body shots.
I don't know much about the world of competitive ice skating, but is this true that the older you get, the better you are?
Yes. It's one of those rare sports where maturity actually helps.
Women in their 50s and 60s rule.
The best.
Yeah.
Because you really don't need knees or hips or any of those kind of joints. You just need determination.
Youthful athleticism is overrated.
And vodka. Today's celebrity birthday is Jaleel White.
Yeah.
You may remember him as Steve Urkel on Family Matters. He's 31 years old today.
Because all I see is a tower of dreams.
Wow.
Real love bursting out of every scene.
Yeah.
Bigger love in the family.
Yeah, play it, Steve. Oh, come on. They don't wear themes like that anymore.
No, they don't.
They
Ralph.
Do not.
Psycho Mike was, shows like that anymore.
Psycho Mike was singing every word working the air guitar and the air keyboard right there.
PM's a big fan of the Family Matters, it turns out.
Dude, there was a time in my life, and some of our listeners may remember, when there used to be a powerhouse Friday night of Family Matters, Full House, and the last couple seasons of Perfect Strangers. It doesn't get much better than that. That was like, woo!
Yeah, nothing wow. like topping off your night with some Balky. Yeah, that really sets you up for
those really good days.
Really solid dream state.
That sounds dirty.
Cousin Larry, but the couch is on fire.
Worst show ever, that Perfect Strangers. Oh.
Awesome.
Michael Vartan, Michael on Alias, remember
yes.
him?
He's
sure.
Handsome.
39, he is a handsome fella. And a heck of a hockey player, I'll have you know.
Yep.
Yeah, he's 39 years old today. Robin Givens, you remember her. She was in Head of State.
Class.
She was in Head of the Class. She was in Head Time for Bonzo.
I don't think.
One of those.
Never heard of that. Okay.
Well, I never saw that.
No.
What a monkey.
Head Time for Bonzo.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. I'll get that. I'll get it. Oh, hold on a second. Let me get that. Hello? I'm on the radio right now. I can't. All right. Thanks. No. I know.
You should turn that off, Ralph, before you go on.
I'm sorry. Robin Givens is 43, and James Avery, who played Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Wow, it's just a bad TV-palooza today, isn't it? He's 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Frank Caliendo, you picked a great day to stop by. Nothing but boobs in here today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Them?
There's a lady who just went plural on me. That's like having two Brett Favres wrapped up in a tiny little shirt.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and the one woman who was here, she wanted to take a picture with me because she's seen all the Frank TV promos.
How about that?
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's cool. Divorce in the works for me.
No kidding.
The paper's being filed from Phoenix right now.
Excellent. That's
now,
good.
This is what I love about our friend Frank, and of course, you know, we've had him on for years, and he's very funny. He does the stand-up. He's on the Mad TV, and I watched your show. I watched your Frank TV on TBS, which, by the way, airs Tuesday nights at 11 on TBS, or 8, depending on what system you got, and I thought, he hates everybody at Mad TV so much that he decided to get rid of all of them and do all the characters himself.
Yeah.
What's that about?
You know what?
Men, women, black, white, old, young, you now want to do them all.
More simple.
The funny thing was that when I pitched the show, I didn't pitch myself doing all of them or realize that I was going to be doing all of them. We got into production, and for the pilot, I was going to do that was the idea, do all of them in the pilot. And then we got into production on the show, and I was like, oh, I'm still doing all of them, huh? All right.
It's kind of a surprise to you?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, there are some sketches that come up later where there are some other people in them, and I think we'll have to do that eventually when we get back to work more, but the thing is that this is kind of just a thing to show what we can do with the show. It's we started out a little bit broad with what, you know, it still sticks to what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
but the audience that's coming it was that baseball audience, and by the way, for everybody who watches the baseball playoffs, two words, I'm sorry. Frank TV!
Yeah.
Frank TV! We get it!
They should have given a promo or two in there.
Yeah,
that would have been helpful.
You know, well, one of my original ideas was to interrupt my opening segment with a promo for my next week's show. we ended up nixing that for some reason, but I thought that would have been funny if I'd started the promo in the show and promoed halfway through that. It was the thing where it's kind of like it's what I've always wanted to do is take my act, the way I do my act, make the observation, and then apply it to, in this case, the sketch instead of it. And Chappelle did that before in some ways mm-hmm. with his show. But
I went crazy.
Yeah.
How long till you leave for Africa, Frank?
I just booked my flight. I'm going to Italy. I'm going to the mothership, the booth.
That's the white version of the nervous breakdown is to go to Italy with the $50
million. Yes, and there's a lot of spaghetti there, so I'll
now,
be all right.
This is what's interesting, though, and I've been a fan of your voice impressions for so long of the characters you do, but now you've got to do them on TV. And, of course, you've been doing that on the Fox football thing for a long time. You've been dressing up as Madden and those other guys. But who's the hardest person for you to get into makeup and into character for?
Oh, anybody skinny. and I call my show Live Action South Park. It's like a bunch of little round guys walking.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you okay?
The toughest ones to do, I don't know. I've started out with doing some of the ones I do best, and that's on purpose, is because they're already characters. They're
not
just an impression. That's the thing that always bothered me at a show like Mad TV, is they didn't know how to write for these guys, these impressions as They want to, and it happens at Saturday Night Live. It happens everywhere. They just want to do lines from movies and get out.
Right.
Well, you can make Al Pacino to me is funny because I've got to believe this guy is so rich, so far beyond regular life, and been in acting so long that he doesn't get. Like the little things, normal things amaze him.
He's now a parody of himself almost.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like a light switch. You mean I flip the switch on over here and the light goes on over there? This is nuts! I can't believe it. That's the in the second episode. It's an old impression, but we're trying to find a different take on him, and that's what we're trying to do with a lot of these guys, is Jack Nicholson. And Jack Nicholson in this episode, he loses his pants. Frank, have you seen my pants? I'm like, what? Maybe you're wearing them? I walked out from behind the door, I'm in my boxers as Nicholson. I'm like, funny thing is, Frank, that's the first place I looked. You know, so, and it's all about how he doesn't know where he's going through it, like a Murder, She Wrote episode.
Right, sure.
So it's that kind of stuff. I call it taking a logical way to get to an illogical situation. So
right.
that's how most of my writing takes place.
Can you use like last night's Monday Night Football game for John Madden? Can you use something like in comment? I mean, it was a 3-0. It was 0-0 with 20 seconds left. It was a crazy game.
I mean, it is. And the only thing that I see those two zeros and I think of Miss Double D December. I mean,
exactly.
I think of those two things. You are the fire beneath my wings.
In this week's episode, it was, you always see athletes go on to be announcers and
sure.
critique players.
Sure.
So my thought was, you don't see that in Hollywood. You don't see great actors go on to be movie critics.
Right.
And the reason why is this next sketch. And we have Al Pacino and Robert De Niro reviewing movies.
Awesome.
But they're like two old people. They don't care about the movies. Like, Bobby, I don't like that theater. Why not? What is wrong with it? Because they don't have cup holders. They don't have cup holders, Bobby. Where are you supposed to put your Pepsi Cola? Do what I do. Hold it between your thighs. Huh? I hate frozen thighs. You know? So it's the silliness that comes. The amazing thing is when they put this stuff together, because we're looking at it, we're doing the stuff. And when we do it, you can't tell if it's funny or not at all because it's one piece at a time and then you mush it together.
You're in front of an audience, right?
We play the stuff back in front of an audience. Most of it's got to be done separately because...
Yeah, because Frank's playing all the parts.
Right. Yeah, when you're playing these different parts. And some stuff, it's tough when you shoot the stuff. And when we were shooting stuff in front of the live audience, the thing was that you have to play certain things back, and people have to adjust that watching the tape, and then it all comes together when it's played back on TV. So,
right. But the Seinfeld one you did in the first episode, how long does that even take you? Because he did all four characters.
2 days. I mean, it took 2 days. There's another Seinfeld bit that I don't know if it's in an episode or not. The second, it's like I made a mistake in the first Seinfeld episode and realized you could never get Jerry to come back, so they'd have to hire out somebody else, and our choice was Norm MacDonald. Just because he was, hey, I bet Kramer's going to come through the door for you there. Oh, there he is. I bet he brought a loofah. Hey, that's comedy gold from Kramer there. Hey, could that guy play the bass guitar? Because I'm done. So it's all him just ruining the episode and everybody gets mad about it. So,
I mean, it was exciting for me, Frank, to see some of the characters I've never seen you do before. Mm-hmm. Like, speaking of Seinfeld, I've never seen you do Michael Richards before. I've never seen you do Newman before. It was
kind
of funny to see you do this.
Yeah.
Well, Elaine, of course. Yeah.
Elaine is, the funny thing is, to me, the Elaine is the weakest one. It kind of sounds like Elaine. It looks like Rosie O'Donnell on steroids. That's kind of the bit. Somebody in a newspaper or something ripped me and said, he doesn't look or sound like Elaine at all. That's
really?
A joke, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's you in a dress, obviously.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Given that, you did have her facial
tits. Yeah, there's
tits.
Something there.
Yeah,
this,
you
it's
did.
As much as I could get. I mean, it's not an impersonator show. People keep thinking it's an impersonator show, like it's five rich littles trying. It's not that. It's just trying to be goofy and silly. We're hoping for people just to watch it and think it's fun. My brother gave me this comment. He said, he's like, people are expecting to be dirty. It's on at 11 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, that's because Leno, Letterman, Kimmel, they're all dirty.
Sure, yeah. They all work dirty.
But sketch makes people think it's got to be dirty. And
sure.
It's got little elements in this tonight's episode. There's the Sean Connery Voice Club for Men.
All right, we need to take a break, but we'll get back to that. And also, do you need to be high or drunk to watch it? Would that help?
I bet it probably would.
Would.
I shouldn't say that, but here's a guy who's not going to lie to you.
Frank TV Tuesdays at 11 o'clock on TBS or 8 o'clock, depending on your time zone or whatever cable you have.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Right now, our friend Frank Caliendo is in talking about Frank TV. New episode tonight on TBS at 11 o'clock. You mentioned, and by the way, I have a clip. Don't let me forget to play the clip from last week's show that's very funny in a minute. But you mentioned a Sean Connery bit that you got on tonight, Frank.
Yeah, this is one that one of the writers had come up with. You know, that was I didn't think it would work. I knew it would work. I didn't think it fit like what I did, and I was so wrong. It was one of those where you like, and that happens. Like, I was watching something from a future episode too, and I'm like, one of the things I thought wouldn't work at all is the best part of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's happened twice. This Sean Connery thing. It's a voice club for men. I'm like, why would Sean Connery ever be you know, doing this? The guy's got all the money in all the world. He would never, it's not realistic. So I said, you know how I'll do it? I'll just set it up with, it's a sketch show. Here's a fake commercial.
Right.
But it's Sean Connery teaching these nerd kids and guys how to talk. Like, would you like to go to the hotel? Would you like to shag, you minx? And then you hear all these nerdy guys going, would you like to shag, you minx? And it's not even me that's really the funny part of it. It's these nerdy guys all
trying to do their impression of him.
And then I snuck in, only the penitent man will pass. So, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes, it's funny because I'm trying to make this show me, but sometimes the stuff that other people come up with is the best stuff.
Sure. And then you just steal it and take credit for it.
Well, yeah, that's the big part of being an actor.
It is your show, for God's sake.
If there's anything we've learned, it's the audience wants less of you and more of everything else. I think that's the moral of
Welcome
this story.
Welcome to the
here.
Club.
That's what we've learned, yeah. Hey, on TBS, forgive me for being all show busy here, but I'm curious, on TBS, do they have a rating at which they're happy, right? When you debut on the show, I mean, is it literally like you get a phone call the next day to let you know whether they're going to continue to air it again or not?
No, we got I got an email because they were so excited. They were expecting a 1 and we got a 2.11.
Wow.
So, 2.11948.53. No. it was like a 2.1 or something like that. It was
So you're the biggest television star in the world right now then.
Yeah, and
late night
cable.
I mean, you're
cable,
bigger than
I'm
Grey's Anatomy,
right.
bigger than Dancing with the Stars, you're it, right?
Well, I think those get like a 10 or something. So, yeah, I mean, but it's
just go with this here.
The demo. Yeah, you're right. Hey, you're right there. He's the Brett Favre of late night is what he is. I mean, it's cool because, the demos and stuff that they broke all down that were like really great off the charts and stuff like that. The thing that was interesting to me is I've been getting about a 5-to-1 good to bad ratio, which mm-hmm. is really great, I think. I thought it was.
We'd kill for that, by the way.
Well, the funny thing is when people hate you, they tend to watch or listen too, though. So
oh, yeah.
Just to have something to complain about. But that was pretty good. I've been getting the thing, that thing about that, you know, it's not dirty enough or whatever, but whatever, people will learn what we're doing. But
right.
I'm just happy with the show. I'm proud of it. And it's like, it's one time where I feel like it's actually a lot of me stuff coming out. Even like with that Sean Connery sketch, which I think it by far is probably one of the biggest laughs we got when we played back for the audience.
But you were fighting it the whole way.
I know. I did it. I went with it. I said, you know what? This doesn't fit me. I'm kind of worried about it. But, at the beginning when I met with all the writers, you know, 4 months ago, whatever it was, I said, here, there's going to be times where I disagree with some of the stuff you did. If you're willing to let me say I'm not sure about this in the show, I'm not going to trash you, but I love it if something comes out and you make it, and I'm going to tell people that I didn't think it was the right way to go, and I'm glad you fought for it and got it right because it is good.
This is why the writers are on strike, is because of treatment like this on the Frank Caliendo Frank TV show. The lack of respect they get from their own. This is the kind of support
they get.
I'll
tell you what, our writers, I think, did a great job. I mean, that's the one thing that I get so mad when I was Googling writer strike the other day, or this morning, at like 4 this morning when I was doing radio on the East Coast. And I Googled it and something came up as Frank TV, a reason you need the writer strike to end. Or something like that. I was like, well, you know what? That is just a moronic, stupid comment, you know, because who do you think writes all this stuff? It's good. They did work very hard. And they also said that you know, you might have been sick of him from his World Series promos. I wasn't in the World Series promos. Get your fact department checking this stuff because I was annoying in the playoff promos. That's when
I was
annoying.
That's where you were annoying.
Okay. I wasn't in the World Series promos. Joe Buck mentioned me once. Dear sweet heaven, leave me alone.
How many times a day, Frank, do you Google your own name? I'm just curious.
No, I did not Google my own name. I used to do that. I honestly used to do that, and then I got sick of it. I got started to see so many bad things about myself that I was like, you know what? I can't even do it. Because you feel good. I'm not going to lie. You feel good when you see something about yourself. Yeah, they get it. They get what I'm doing. And then you see something bad, and that's all you dwell on.
I mean, right. For days.
You just sit there going, I told you, but last time I was here, I talked about, you know, somebody will send you a 4-page email about why they hate you, and then you'll think about that, and then somebody will send you a great job, great show last night. You know, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that person liked me. Okay. Yeah. Next, where's the angry person?
Right.
You
do focus on that kind of stuff.
I was just happy. You know, I thought I was going to get killed by the trades here, and I got beat up by one, and the other one really liked me. So it was like, hey, that's great, because
that's
not
a wash.
Yeah, it's not even the Hollywood audience we're going for. We're not trying to be a Showtime show or something. TBS audience is very Midwest. Regular person,
right.
But
the
we want
back home in Wisconsin. That's what you're going
for.
Yeah,
well, we want sprinkles of that. We want to have that. I want to get. My goal would be to eventually become like The Simpsons, and I know that's a real high mark, and I'm not comparing.
You're a real person, Frank. That's not even possible.
I don't think that's what he meant.
I could become a cartoon. I'm real close to being drawn.
Borderline.
Hey, I've made myself a cartoon bean.
Yeah,
and
speaking of which, you only have another year to do maybe the best president ever when it comes to impressions.
I'll be around, and Katy Adondo will find a way to milk it. And think about it, I may be back, and now no holes will be barred.
Oh, sure.
That is true. Hey, listen, Frank TV, Tuesday nights, that's tonight at 11 on TBS. Here's a quick clip. Speaking of the president, this was a very funny sketch from last week's show. The president is, you're flash-forwarding to the president's daughter getting married. She's in her wedding dress, and it comes time for the speech where the president has to talk to his girl. And, of course, he can't do it because he's bad at, what's that word? Verbalizing.
Right.
So he calls in Dick Cheney to give the talk about what she can expect, what Jenna Bush can expect as a young married woman.
I know we won't be seeing each other as much as you go on to start a life and family of your own. Hint, hint. Which brings me to your wedding night.
It's okay, clearly.
Take it from me. You won't like it. I wish I could tell you it won't be horrifying. If it's anything like my wedding night, there will be darkness and silent weeping.
Yeah, you're going to miss the vice president too, Frank. I got news for you. You're going to miss them both.
But, you know, there was a sketch of the second sketch up in the first episode that was one of my favorite. That was probably my favorite, the first one. It was me, Pablo Francisco. Do you guys know Pablo?
Oh, sure.
And Don LaFontaine. And instead of the three tenors, it was the three trailers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like harmony. It would be like, get ready, ready, ready. So we this summer, summer, summer for the action, action, action. Every time LaFontaine said, Van Damn. We were like, Pablo and I were looking at each other like, oh, my God. Because Pablo, that's the big, for me, John Madden is the thing people know me by.
Right.
For Pablo, it's Don LaFontaine. And, the funny thing is that he had never met Don before doing the show. And Pablo actually said to me, he's like, oh, it's like I'm 3 years old. Hey, Don, do you like Red? I like Red. Let's go like Red together. He's like, I went to his house. It was cool. It's unbelievable. We're doing the voice together. So it was
That's the guy, for those of you who don't know, does maybe 95% of the movie trailers.
Yeah, Don, he's in the Geico commercials. And,
he's the man. Yeah.
Him and Hal Douglas, those guys are massive, like everywhere. So it's a. So I didn't think we were going to – I knew Pablo was going to do the sketch. I didn't know Don was going to do it for sure. And then the last day or two that he signed on, and that made it for me.
That's cool.
Because it's not one of those sketches where you laugh out loud and go, that is hilarious. But you go, that is really – that's good. That's fun thing to
so
watch.
So you want a quiet that's good.
That's all I want. That's
goal,
what I like for clubs, theaters,
shooting
anything.
Low.
A quiet that's good.
I like it. How about just a nod? How about just a knowing?
God, everything that I hate in the comedy, like doing live comedy, I hate, apparently.
Here's a guy, I don't know what he's talking about. Been there, done that.
Frank, we're out of time, but the show is very funny. Congratulations. I know you've worked very hard to get this thing on the air. Tuesday nights, that's tonight at 11 on TBS. It's called Frank TV. Our guest, Frank Kelly.
That guarantee will not be terrible.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Play it. Play it.
Play it.
Let's hear it. Let's sing it. Will you look at those?
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Oh, nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Yeah, indeed. Look at those cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited.
My goodness.
Hey, look, my is hard.
Sure is.
Oh, Cassidy.
Cassidy. I'm speechless.
You are so familiar Cassidy. With your own breasts.
Yeah, I like to touch them.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Share the love.
Here's the deal, guys. The 10 finalists are up at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. You can go check them out, read the questionnaire, look at the pictures. Videos are going up every day as they come in and we meet them and they perform their talents on the radio. And you can vote for which one you would like to see be Miss Double December.
That
and
would be
Cassidy.
Me. Vote for me.
Cassidy from Newbury Park is one of the 10 finalists, and this is our first chance to meet her in person. How are you doing, Cassidy?
I'm well. How are you? Over there, far away.
Yeah.
I am. And I'm regretting it today, I got to tell you.
Restraining order.
He doesn't like the ladies, per se. What? So he stays out of the studio when we have hot chicks.
He likes the ladies very much this week, I'll tell you that.
Right there.
Way into the mix. Usually
we just have such dog ladies in, but this week it's been pretty good.
Thank you.
What about you? What about those? What's the history of those?
Do you mean, are they real? Is that what you're saying?
Of course they're not. How long have you had them is my question.
I've had them for quite a while. I'd say my boobs started growing in junior high. Yeah.
Oh, you mean they really are real? You weren't joking?
Yeah.
They're really
if you were
real?
Here, I would let you touch them.
It's too bad he's not here. What a shame.
They're not really real, though.
Yes, they are.
Get out of town.
Let me touch them.
You want to?
They're spectacular.
Yeah.
There's only one way to...
I'm walking over.
There's only one way to know.
Okay.
Mike, are you some sort of expert? He can't hear me. Is he cares. Is he qualified to judge, is what
relax,
I'm saying?
Just relax. Be gentle.
Relax.
The left one, the right one.
There's a very good possibility those could be real.
Did you think? you had to touch them both, Mike, because one might be real, one might be fake. Is that what you were thinking?
I don't know if she's a cancer survivor.
You're a sexy bastard, Psycho Mike, that's for sure.
Wow.
That's the way to get to the ladies, is to bring out the mastectomy first thing.
You don't want him to sneak in one of those fake ones.
You have a remarkable body, if that's the case, then.
Thank you.
Because she's so tiny.
I know. You're so little, and then they're so big.
I'm not walking like this.
Me too.
Yeah. No kidding.
Wow.
All right. How old are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm 21, and
okay.
All right. We're going to have to ask Mike to leave the room, I think.
I'm legal, and I can drink now.
Yeah.
I work for a company called 818 Sports out of Calabasas.
What is it? What kind of sporting company?
I buy sporting goods, and we resell them.
For like Big Five or something
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's awesome.
Okay.
I get to go to like a whole bunch of trade shows all over and be like, hey, this is me. This is who I am.
Get a little closer to the mic if you can, Cassie. Oh. There you go. That's
perfect. Can you hear me now?
Yes. We can, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
And when did you first find out about the Miss Double December competition?
About 2 weeks ago. I was just on the phone with actually a person I was trying to do business with, and they're like, you're cute, you know, you should go. Okay. So I was, bored on the computer, and I went on and kind of filled it out, and then you guys gave me a call, and I'm like, wow, I'm really here. So.
Are you familiar with our show at all? Are you familiar with
K-Rock? Yeah, you know, I've heard you guys, but I don't have to be at work till like 9:30 or 10.
Oh, you're so lucky.
So me driving here this morning, I was
lucky.
So you don't hear a lot of morning radio.
No. Right. I mean, I listen, you know, throughout the day, I'm just clicking through stations and everything, but...
Can you imagine not having to be to work till 9:30 or 10?
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Awesome. It was hell to get up this morning, but I did it for you guys.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, is the draw for you the fact that you get, if you win, you get free concert tickets and you get to go to Las Vegas with us, you get to go to parties with us. So is that the draw?
Party with you guys. That would be awesome.
Or is it the fame that comes along with being Miss Double December? You can put that on your resume.
No, it was funny because
that level of fame does.
Paparazzi follow you everywhere.
But look at what some of the other Miss Double D's have gone on to do. I mean, Janet Reno, for instance, former Attorney General.
No.
I mean, she was Miss Double December
never,
back in 81.
She was never a Miss Double
December. Yeah, and you know, because like when I went on the website, I saw like a lot of the girls had like professional pictures, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, what am I up against, you know? And then I just submitted my Halloween costume. Like, hey, here I am. You know, I'm not out for the publicity.
That's why
I just want to party. I just want to hang out, get to know people, and party. So, and
we have nothing against amateurs.
Good.
Don't misunderstand.
And we're fans of partying as well.
The concert thing would be nice, though. I hate to say it, but I've never in my life been to a concert.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Not a concert of any kind.
No.
Never a concert.
It's sad.
You're 21.
I know. I need to get out and go do it.
Not even like the Wiggles or something? I mean, nothing?
No.
How do you
know, I almost got tickets to Hannah Montana, But then I was like, you know, I don't really want that to be my first concert.
No! No, no, no. You've never been to a concert ever.
No, so if I won, it would be great. I'd be like,
but
hey.
Why, though? Why, when there must be bands that you like? I mean, you
of
hear Incubus or somebody
are.
On the radio and you hear they're coming. Why don't you go see them?
You know what? I just haven't got around to Ticketmaster or whatever and done it. I need to, though. I've been looking.
Sheltered a little bit, haven't you, Cassidy? You're a little
maybe,
sheltered.
Secretly, kind of.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas, parents? Cassidy?
Yes. I'm leaving Friday, actually, to go there. So
Friday, by the way, is the day of the big pageant.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Doing that in the morning, and then you're heading right for Vegas.
Yes.
Nice.
So okay. I'm stoked about it. It's two of my good friends' birthdays, so we're going to party.
Now,
plus,
before
all the trade
I give...
shows. What?
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of work slash party, right?
Yes.
But before I give the details on Friday and invite everybody to come out and meet you and the other finalists for Miss Double December 2007, we have been, other girls who have come in this week, we've been having them do their talents on the radio. Yours, I don't think is going to work on the radio. We may have to save it for Friday live in person.
Yeah. I know.
But we could shoot the video and put it up on the website, right? Could we do that?
So they asked me what my talent was, and I was like, okay, what do I do as a talent? I know people can, like, unlock their arms and put them behind their back or whatever. I was like, I put down, you know, I can dirt bike ride, I can wakeboard and dance, but you guys, that had to be performed on stage. So I was talking to Alex.
Yeah.
She's very awesome. I give points to her. She's a cool girl.
She is.
And she's like, well, have you ever been in like a talent show or anything? And I was like, well, yeah, in like sixth grade, you know, I'd like dance to the Spice Girls and stuff. She's like, wait, you lip synced? And I'm like, well, I danced to them, and she's like, okay, that's your talent. I'm like, oh God, no, you know, everybody
well, you can pick something else if you'd like to. It's up to you. We're going to do it Friday. We're going to have all 10 of you down there. You're going to do your thing, and we're going to announce a winner Friday at, I don't know, like 9:30-ish.
Okay.
We'll actually announce the final winner. So
voting's done around 9.
So it doesn't have to be like...
It doesn't have to be that. You can figure out something
between you. You have a couple days to figure it out. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
let me give out the details.
Nothing wrong with lip-syncing to the Spice Girls, by the way. You know, for me, that'd be a fantasy on several levels.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're in.
Not just lip-syncing, but like, you know, the sexual dancing with it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then that's good.
Mommy.
I feel like I'm an airplane with these things on.
Which Spice Girl do you most identify with, by the way, and why?
The blonde Baby Spice.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That, at least that's what I did. In the talent
Nothing wrong
show.
With that.
In the sixth grade.
All right.
Did you have the pigtails?
Bar.
Shut up, Bean. Did you have the pigtails?
And the big high heels and the little slutty dress. You know, my boobs weren't that big then, but they were forming.
Yeah, they were.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Thank you, Rondi.
Yeah.
You must have driven them crazy in sixth grade if you already had those boobs coming in. Seriously.
They weren't this big, but...
But still, for sixth grade, you were doing all right.
I had my training bra. Yeah.
This Friday, November 30th, 6
know
to
why
10
that's
a.m.
Sexy. Yeah, the training bra. Yeah.
Okay, take that back.
It's hot.
Yeah.
At the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton.
Slide,
we're going to be there from 6 to 10.
Slide Bar.
Yeah. It's free, but there is a donation that you need to bring. And that is a new unwrapped toy. Representatives from the U.S. Marine Corps will be there. Toys for Tots will be there collecting. We like to call it Toys for Tatas.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Free breakfast buffet. All ages welcome. Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton from 6 to 10.
And by the way, full bar starting at 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
That's unique.
All
for,
ages?
That's unique for a full bar.
Yeah, we're going to have a full bar and all ages. So all your 12-year-olds want to get your drink on, come on down on Friday.
That'd be amazing.
And here's your toy for Tata.
Yeah, we might need to
rethink
fix that.
Yeah.
It's a regular, guys, it's a regular cafe. They serve food and the whole thing. So
yeah?
When you order a drink,
Wow.
Okay.
So for all the 13-year-olds who come down and see Big Boobs and the Booze, we're inviting them. Is that what you're doing, Lightning?
We already.
We got to talk
They're
to you after
like,
the show.
What's going on?
By the way, the horse says that you can burp as well. That's a talent of yours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can burp on
it's not,
cue?
Well, I could try. I mean, it helps if I have a couple beers in me. But
well, doesn't everything?
Everything's better with like, a couple beers. Alex is like, we can bring beer in. We can do it. I'm like, okay.
She's the facilitator. Yeah, she makes everything happen.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. We were out of time today, but we will figure it out by Friday, and you'll do it on stage with the other women, and we'll announce a winner.
It's not very ladylike, but, you know.
But when you look like you, you can do anything, and it comes out sexy.
Pretty much.
So it's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Just don't throw up when you're trying. That's the one thing that would probably be a deal breaker.
Turns out that's not sexy.
Yeah.
No matter what you look like.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that then.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Find the best rates at Luxor.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
You have to avoid that Chris Angel guy, though. You got to stay away from him.
Seriously.
Bad news. 7:59, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Finally. Oh, you know, some of the biggest feuds in Hollywood have fascinated me for years. When John Lennon and Paul McCartney had their falling out, I mean, that was huge.
Sure.
Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin's another legendary feud between former performers. And finally, one of Hollywood's biggest teams is starting to reconcile, and I couldn't be happier. Apparently, Brody and Spencer talking again. Brody Jenner and Spencer Pratt are finally...
So they're back to the negotiating table?
They're finally talking again. In Touch magazine says that Brody said that Spencer called him recently, and they're talking about reconciling after taking sides in the whole Lauren versus Heidi feud. So,
thank God.
Thank God Brody and Spencer working together again.
Our lives are back to normal.
They have created some of the finest entertainment we've witnessed in the past.
This is like Reconstruction
decade.
Right after the Civil War to get the North and the South back together.
You got to bury the hatchet for the good of the people.
Yep.
Thank you, Brody and Spencer, on behalf of all of us. Lindsay Lohan is apparently done with her boyfriend, Riley Giles Giles.
He certainly should have seen that coming.
Yeah. The two of them met in rehab, and here's an interesting reason for a split. Her friends don't like him because they thought he was using her.
Okay.
Now, if he had been rich and famous...
And she was using him.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, of course.
But apparently because he's not as rich and or as famous, her friends are not down with Riles.
Didn't he have some sort of career of his own as a snowboarder or something? I mean, it's not like he's a waiter.
I haven't done a lot of research into Riley Giles Giles.
He's a professional skateboarder.
He was a professional skateboarder.
Skateboarder, there you go, yeah.
Currently is.
Yeah.
Do you not say his last name?
No.
Ah, I mean
I've heard either, I think. I mean,
Giles Giles?
Who gives an S?
Well, if you've heard both, then one of them is wrong, because I guarantee there is an answer to that, Mike.
He's flexible.
I'm going to say Giles.
You're going to say Giles. Giles. Okay. Apparently he bragged about dating her on his MySpace page, and that just set her friends off. Just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Britney Spears spent Thanksgiving morning taking her two kids to breakfast. Then she dropped them off to spend the holiday with their father in a chauffeured Escalade. Because, you know, she can't drive when she's got the kids now. That's the new court order.
Which is good.
However, once she dropped the kids off, it was back to business as usual. And Britney was seen by paparazzi rolling through three stop signs in a row in her brand new Mercedes-Benz on Friday. So,
wow. She's unbelievable.
She's got a death wish. It's got to be. It's the only thing I can imagine.
It's Britney, bitch.
It sure is. Jonathan Rhys Meyers, you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he started the Tudors series on Showtime. He's got that new movie, August Rush, out currently. Apparently, he is fed up with actresses who want to keep their clothes on while working.
Right. Aren't we all?
He told a magazine called Female First that if a script demands you're naked, then you need to just disrobe and get on with it instead of moaning about how you don't want to show your goods. Jonathan is so irritated by the situation that he claims to want to cut off the ears of those who complain.
Wow.
Wait.
What? I wonder what kind of magazine Female First is and how they felt about his take in the interview.
Dude. What the hell?
That's a stiff penalty for not wanting to disrobe on a set.
No kidding.
Don't you think?
I think more of the actresses should have Cassidy's approach to how to deal with their body. The young woman who was just in here a few moments
ago
who said, you see it, you want it, you have it.
It kind of depends on your body. I mean, there's some women who probably are in good shape, but they don't necessarily like their breasts or something. They're not really happy about
body double.
You know, guys don't have to do that on screen. They almost never show their junk.
True.
Mike's like very upset about that. Yeah, Mike wants to see more man junk.
Way upset.
Although Jonathan did in the Tudors, he was nude quite a bit.
Was he?
Yeah.
Completely?
Well, a lot of man ass. He didn't see much penile thing going on. But, yeah, I think that's one of the last bastions of
definitely
censorship. You really can't show the male genitalia. And the women's isn't all hanging out there, so you can show full frontal nudity
of
a chick.
Right.
You're not seeing much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tell me about it.
I happen to have a position available on my penis.
Yeah.
Speaking of naked chicks in movies, Elizabeth Berkley. You remember her in Showgirls, right?
Sure, yes. Absolutely.
She has got a new job on television, believe it or not. She is going to, she just signed on to join the cast of CSI Miami.
Really?
She will play David Caruso's ex-wife and mother of his newly discovered teenage son. What is she like? 14 to his 50? How's that all going to work out?
Wow.
She's got a teenage son with Horatio Caine, by the way. Still one of my favorite names on television.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nobody's named Horatio Caine, by the way.
That guy is.
Him with the sunglasses.
I have a teenager? What? That's going to be the...
And I was married to Elizabeth Berkley, the horrible actress from Showgirls? Those two should have just have an act off. He'll just pull his sunglasses down, she'll pull her pants down, and then they'll just act their asses off.
I looked it up for you.
Let's see you for a minute, sir.
She is 35.
She's 35?
35.
Dude, she was on Saved by the Bell in like mid-80s.
I guess, yeah, but I thought she was a kid when she did that. I thought she was younger. I don't know why. I guess you could have a teenage son. You have him when you're 20, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
We're married to David Caruso when he's 70.
Sure.
Today, celebrity birthdays. James Avery, who played Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, is 59 years old today. I heard everyone in Bel-Air was killed in some sort of cataclysm. And the Fresh Prince now is all by himself, just him and his dog, and he like sleeps in a bathtub and everything, and he's not looking for people to help him out.
It's just a movie. It's
rough,
a movie,
man. I can't believe that Bel Air went down like that. No, now the Fresh Prince just hanging out.
It's a movie.
Just
a
new Will Smith movie. Will Smith movie.
Yo,
not
smell
the Fresh
you later.
Anymore.
No.
Is he saying that to people?
Not the Fresh Prince anymore.
What?
That's a new movie.
Thank
that's
you.
Not
thank you so much. I am legend. He's 59. Robin Givens. She was in Head of State.
No.
Yes. Nope. Head of the class.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. 43 years old today. Marco Vartan from Alias is 39 years old today. Wasn't he in that horrible movie, Jennifer Lopez, too?
Yes.
Monster-in-Law?
Yes, he was.
I don't know.
I think
and
he was.
Jaleel White, of course, who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters. A proud UCLA grad, too, Jaleel is.
Oh.
So
big game this
got
weekend.
The big game coming up. So on his behalf, go Bruins. He is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So what do you do if you're Britney Spears and you can't have custody of your kids? They seem to be going to KFED all the time. You're no longer allowed to drive them around because you're too unsafe.
Right.
What do you do?
Well,
I mean,
what you do is you take parenting classes seriously and improve your behavior to be able to be a safe parent to be around your children.
Don't
get back into their lives. Be involved in a positive way.
No. You go to China and you adopt twins. That's what you do. According to Britain's News of the World, we saw this, of course, on TMZ.com. Britain's News of the World is reporting that Britney Spears is going to adopt Chinese twins.
Okay.
Do they have no screening?
According to the paper, she is telling friends that, quote, she's in the final stages of talks with an adoption agency in China.
Wow.
Like Lisa suggests, if they have any kind of screening process, they will look at what's going on with their current children and they will say no. They will say the kids are better off in the adoption house than they would be in Britney's house.
Is it called the adoption house?
Whatever it is. The orphanage. Whatever they call it. I don't know. But we do have them on the line in China. I think we are going to be speaking with the people who are running
house?
The adoption agency. Yes, in China. Good morning. Kevin Amin Show in America here. Hello.
Hello. China.
We were calling to speak with somebody who might know something about the children Britney Spears is trying to adopt.
We know all about it. It's us.
Wait
you guys
a
are
minute.
The, you're what? The twins?
Yeah. We the twins. Twins. He wants to adopt.
Wow. What are the chances?
Astronomical.
How old are you guys?
We're 1 year old.
You're one and you already talked together?
Yes.
Wow, that's
it's a twin thing. You wouldn't understand.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And you speak English, which is really impressive.
Yeah. It is.
Now, has Britney Spears been there to hand pick you? Have you met her?
Yes, please don't let her take us.
Oh no, really?
Please, I beg of you.
You don't want to go with her?
Now, there in China, do you even know who Britney Spears is? Is she famous in your country?
Yes, she's famous for being fat whore who drives badly.
That's her.
That's the one. That's the one. Yep.
Yeah. We would be better off being raised by pandas.
So you'd rather stay at the adoption house is what you're saying.
I love the adoption house compared to Britney Spears' house.
Yeah, I guess so.
We have more.
Well, yeah. You are likely to live to adulthood in that place than you would in Britney's house. That's for sure.
I'd rather be in Tiananmen Square with a tank driving over me than live with her white trash whore face.
Now, do you have any say in it, or does the adoption house just make the ruling?
Adoption house pretty much decide where we go.
Oh, no.
I see.
Is that
okay.
Not fair?
Well, no, I wouldn't think so.
With
who?
Xena.
From the band X?
Xena.
Oh, Christina.
Yeah.
Oh, Christina. I see what you're saying. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I got it.
She's a better singer and a better career.
Right, but I don't think you judge your parent by their career.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, all right.
We want to go live with Matt Damon.
I don't think he's adopting.
Why not?
Well, I don't think he's in that process right now.
We want to go live with someone not Britney Spears.
So really, it's just her you're against.
Yeah.
now. Yeah, okay. And not Carrot Top either.
Okay. Well, you guys are awfully...
Copperfield. Not Copperfield.
No, you know what that is.
Well, you have a lot of information for one-year-olds.
We love TMZ. In China.
Oh, you watch TMZ.
Internet computer.
Oh, I see. That's
and
fantastic.
And we type it up. TMZ.com. Then we read it.
Right.
Together.
Right.
Because we twins.
You do everything together. Can you talk separately?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can one of you say something and the other one say something else at the same time?
Hello, hey, twins.
Blow me.
By the way, the K-Rock Almost Goes to Christmas 2007, a week from Saturday and a week from Sunday. Tickets go on sale a week from this Thursday, next Thursday night, December 6th. You have to be a member of the K-Rock Street Team. It is free, and all the details are at krock.com.
Okay.
5 o'clock that afternoon, tickets go on sale for night number one, 6 o'clock night number two. But you don't have to worry about that if you're a K-Rock Street Team member right now and your phone is about to ring, because it's us, Kevin and Bean, calling to give away some free tickets for night number two to see Muse and all the other great bands on the lineup December 9th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Can't wait for that show, by the way. It's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Toadies are not going to be able to make it this year. We put in a request, man. But they're doing a bar mitzvah that night.
That's sad. They were going to anchor that whole show.
Yep.
Forget Muse.
I Hello? Love this phone call.
Hello? Is this Wasilewski?
Maybe. I'm calling.
It's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. We're on the air. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Are you Wasilewski?
Yes, I am. That's actually pretty good.
Is that a first name or a last name?
It's a last name.
Ah.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Eva.
All right.
That we can pronounce. That we can say. Okay,
Eva,
great.
We can say.
That's much more easy.
For some reason, the information that we have was that your last name was your first name. And we were like, what are the chances Wasilewski is a first name and Eva is a second name? Is a
well,
last name.
We went with
Probably
it.
Slims to none. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We all said that, by the way, but then Kevin called you that anyway. Hey, Wasilewski, Mahamaha.
Eva.
Why are we calling you? Why are Kevin and Bean calling you out of the blue randomly? We've never met before. We don't know you. You don't know us. Why do you suppose we're ringing your phone this morning?
I don't know. Hopefully to make my day a little bit more brighter.
Would tickets today, number two of K-Rock's Almost to Christmas, do that?
Oh, my God, they would.
All right. Then,
are you kidding me?
Then you got them. Nope.
Awesome.
Each day we call a random member of the street team out of the blue and just say, hey, you want to go?
So far,
I would love to.
Well, it's a Sunday night, December 9th at the Gibson. You're going to see Muse, Feist, Jimmy Eat World, Modest Mouse, The Shins, okay. Silver Sun Pickups, and Spoon. All of that for free for you just for being a member of the street team.
Awesome. And love it.
And you don't have to worry about the on sale a week from Thursday. So congratulations, okay. Eva. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll give you all the details.
Thank you very
don't
much.
Don't go away. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:39.
Sorry, Mr. Nimoy.
We don't have time for that right now.
So we met the lovely Cassandra earlier this morning. We met the lovely Cassidy last hour. Ladies and gentlemen, she wants to be your new Miss Double December. Please welcome to the studio, Chanel. Come on.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobs.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Please welcome to the stage, Chanel.
Bean did turn into a strip club
DJ
right there.
Right there, yeah.
Hey, these girls aren't working for free.
Hey, guys, get your dollar bills out because Chanel's not working for free. Welcome, Chanel, on the stage.
Well, hello.
Chanel, good morning. Have you done any kind of stripping or professional dancing at all? Let me start with that.
No, I haven't. And, you know, I remember emailing you and you actually asked me if Chanel was my stripper name. No, I do go to a lot of strip clubs, but I have not stripped.
I got to be honest, you don't meet a lot of regular women in real life that are named Chanel. That's a pretty unusual name if you're not a stripper.
Yeah. Well, my sister's name is Shalimar. She's also named after a perfume.
Shalimar.
Yeah.
Shalimar.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. My brother's name is not Brute. It's not Stetson.
It's Old Spice.
Got Todd?
Seems like you've heard all those jokes before.
Oh,
with that name, though,
all.
And what you're packing, one could guess that you might be an exotic dancer. Given the size of your breasts,
they are rather large.
Well, it is Miss Double December, so let's talk about that. What's the history of your boobies, please?
I was a large girl. I was almost 170 something pounds, and I've lost over 30 pounds. And
wow.
You know what?
I wanted to be Miss Double December. I want to be a playmate. And National Geographic boobs don't cut it. After you lose 30 pounds, that's what they turn into. So I got them done last year. I'm very happy with them.
So you had
we're very happy with them as well.
Yeah, two sweat socks with the oranges, that kind of look. You don't like that. That's true.
Now, we are going to be Friday morning. We're going to be in your neighborhood. You're from Fullerton, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're gonna. You know the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe?
I was just there on Friday with my friend Brad, and he kept falling off his stool.
Oh, good. Excellent. So they have a picture of you and your friend at the front desk, and they're not going to let you in?
We're going to have enough drunk Brads at our event, so we don't need one more.
Well, the funny thing, I love Brad, but the funny thing about him was he is a little person, so he was having a really hard time trying to stay on his stool.
Is this the same Brad we know?
No. Brad is actually on a television show that you guys don't care for. So
what is it?
Mind of Mencia.
What does he do?
He's one of the little people that works on the show. He helps out with skits. He actually got me on an episode. I played a stripper. So
is he a real little person?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a little guy, but he's a little person.
No, he's a real little person.
Yeah, I thought, because we have a friend named Brad who's like 5 feet tall,
he's
bald,
almost a little person,
has a lot of trouble staying on bar stools, you know, the whole deal. So we thought maybe you were talking about
what are the odds?
The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, by the way, on Commonwealth in Fullerton is where we're going to be on Friday morning from 6 until 10. We're going to be broadcasting live. Ralph came up with a great idea this year. I don't know why we've never done this before, and that's to have an actual pageant that listeners can come down to and cast votes right up until the last minute and see the girls.
Ralph also came up with the idea to have them in studio, which we've never done in the past.
He sure did. Shooting them on camera right now as we speak.
Ralph said we should put up video and let people vote, so everything's different this year because of Ralph.
I do good work.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
It is free to get in, but we are asking for a donation of a new unwrapped toy. It's the U.S. Marine Corps is going to be down there to collect the toys. It's Kevin Amin's Toys for Tatas, and that's your admission to get in to see all the girls, including Chanel.
And all their tatas.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you want to be Miss Double D?
You know what? I'm outgoing. I'm vivacious. I always try to make sure that anybody that I'm with at any time is always drunk or having a good time, whatever it may be.
Well, all right then.
So.
Well, you're our kind of gal.
Even if it means, you know, walking around in my bikini or underwear and hanging out with you guys, passing out lap dances.
If you insist.
That's how it has to happen. That's how it has to happen. That's
and
what I'm saying.
I love kissing girls. So I do have a request. In case I don't win, when I go to leave, may I kiss Lisa May goodbye?
Of course. Oh, I mean, Lisa, it's up to you.
Of course.
That's going to be part of the pageant, I think, on Friday. Lisa's going to have to go down the line and kiss all the contestants, I think, won't she?
And judge, because she's the kisser,
right? Just to welcome them to the pageant.
We do need some kind of a kissing contest.
I think so.
Work with me, guys. This might be good.
Oh, remember we talked about that kissing
contest?
Yes,
the kissing contest that we're going to do.
Lisa judges each of the girls as a kisser.
Of course.
I think that was a big part of our pageant.
Now I can give in points that way.
Write that down.
And we've got a talent competition as well this year. On Friday, all the girls will be displaying their talents. What is your talent, Chanel? What will you be showing us on Friday?
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
You are gifted.
Yeah. Cool.
The mind reels.
I think we need to see that now.
Yeah, can we have a little taste of that right now? No pun intended.
Wow. That is a flat-out Gene Simmons tongue right there.
It sure is.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I have a question for
Chanel. Do you have a girlfriend, Chanel? Do you have a girlfriend?
You know, I am very interested in Christy. She's a
Miss Double D.
Oh my God, she's hot, and I love her boobs.
She is, and she's interested in you as well. I'm sure.
I'm sure she
can speak for her.
After seeing that tongue, I know she will be.
She's been posting some things in the KROQ forum on MySpace with me, and she had said something, I guess, about making out with me. So I'm looking forward to that.
She's going
to
be there on Friday, so maybe that needs to happen. Maybe all of the Miss Double Decembers need to have some kind of a kissing. I'm just working this out as we go.
What is a big dog pile, Kevin? A big naked, sweaty
kissing dog pile. Yes,
I see what you're saying.
Yes. I don't think we'd have any complaints.
I feel it. Yeah.
Lightning, how many of the former Miss Double Decembers are coming down on Friday? Do you know? I know Christy will be there. Will Melissa be there as well?
Yes. So far, we have four.
Ralph, well, you're setting up this whole event.
How many are going to be there? Yes, four out of the previous seven will be there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So say I.
That is great news.
Now, I have another question for Chanel, because I am a dedicated journalist and broadcaster, so I did a little independent research, and I've checked out your MySpace page, Chanel. And you say on there that you've wanted to be a Playboy Playmate since you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nine?
What's up with that? And B, who touched you?
Yeah, okay.
What are you, Dr. Drew?
I knew you were going to say that. No, I don't have any mommy daddy issues. They're very supportive of me. I honestly was a very ugly duckling. I had acne at a very young age. It was very severe. I gained a lot of weight at one point. So because people were always mean to me for being ugly, I always had assumed maybe if I was deemed beautiful, people would be nice to me.
Ah.
So I am a lot better looking than I was, but I'm well aware I'm not a perfect 10. So people still are kind of rude at times, but whatever.
So, but how at 9 are you even, do you even know what a Playboy Playmate is?
Oh, I think people know at nine.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I did.
Absolutely. My friend had, her dad had stacks of magazines in the garage. You couldn't get us out of there. All we did is look through them all day long.
Oh, see, yeah, that's what we love about Lisa right there.
Yeah. And Playboy, I'm sure I wasn't alone.
For girls, I think Playboy is sort of a fixation of glamour more than it is sexuality, really. Yeah,
well, I've been actually offered another adult magazine, unofficially, quote unquote, four times and turned them down because it's just... Playboy is classy. That's what I want.
Yeah. So, Ebony, Blacktail,
Cherry.
I am not okay with
Nubian sluts.
Yes, Nubian
Mike,
sluts.
She's not black.
She's not black.
I don't know.
Hey, with a name like Chanel, I've heard it.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. I'm not okay with being stuffed like a turkey and having it spread all over the place. Okay.
Okay.
That's a happy holidays.
No, but I actually discovered Playboy because they used to show Star 80 on late night TV. But I would always pass out right before the end, so I actually didn't find out until just recently how it ended.
Yeah, it didn't end well for Dorothy Stratton.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike, Chanel is an outstanding candidate for your website, Hot Chicks with Low Self-Esteem.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put her on that side. Maybe that'd be a good start.
Perfect. That's the girl we're looking for. It was a little bit overweight and probably not as attractive as a young girl, so she still holds on to those problems.
She's still making up for it.
On the outside,
and now she's hot, though.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
Well,
exactly.
You. Yeah.
You look a little like Allie Larder from Heroes.
My
Do you
God,
get that?
I get that all the effing time.
Yeah, I see that. I see a definite resemblance to you and Allie Larder.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. I think
hey, that's a compliment.
Hot.
The good one or the evil one?
You're not going to freak out and start kicking ass, right? You're not going to have a split personality. Look at the look on her face. She's got it in her.
The only split personality would be me taking off my clothes and running around here naked. Okay?
Oh, all right.
I mean, if that's what you insist on doing.
Okay. Well, good night.
Chanel will be there along with the other girls Friday morning from 6 until 10 at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton. We have all the details up at krock.com. You have to come down and see that, and we'll look forward to seeing you, Chanel, on Friday morning. I think it's going to be one of the all-time great Kevin and Bean live broadcasts. I really do. It's got everything we look for in a broadcast.
Well, Ralph planned a good one.
He certainly did.
Boobs, hot chicks with hot boobs. It's got to have lots of alcohol.
Right.
And underage kids, apparently. So
apparently
be,
it's all ages, according to
that'll be good.
Ralph, who planned it. Some strange
got everything you need right there.
Thank God.
Rodney, you're not welcome.
All right. Chanel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We will see you on Friday. Thanks.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Cease and desist.
Well, how do they base that?
I have no idea.
Legal.
Yes.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You should have been a lawyer. Your Honor, what do you base that? What's the legal?
A lot of people think that that Kevin peaked a few years ago and he's not capable of bringing it anymore. But I'm here to say he still brings the A game some days.
I'm trying to step it up.
I think so. Congratulations to Javier Velasquez from Covina, by the way. He was caller 20 a few moments ago when we played the Muse song. That's the way it works all this week on the world-famous K-Rock. You are listening for a song at all times when you hear it be caller 20. And next up is going to be Sorrow by Bad Religion. That'll play between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning with Cat Corbett. When you hear Sorrow by Bad Religion, be caller 20 and win your tickets. Here's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
How many Javier Velasquezes do you think are in Covina?
So many.
You got to be,
100,000?
Right? 150,000 Javier Velasquez.
Probably.
And they all think they won. Now we're in trouble.
We're screwed. I won it.
We already talked to you if you're the winner. It's already over.
Doesn't help.
Don't call us now and go, Javier,
they're
going to
storm the castle. Peyton Panettiere.
Yes.
You seen her GQ photos?
Yes.
I have.
Have you managed to get past them to read the article?
No.
No.
Why would we?
You should. Because she sounds like a very grounded young lady. She strikes me as someone who really has her head screwed on straight. And by head, of course, I mean my penis. She says that she's not going to be one of those girls who ends up in rehab. You can't schedule rehab for me, she told GQ. I don't think you can schedule any DUIs either.
Well, I don't think you schedule them.
I'm going to be one of those boring girls. She says she's not going to get in trouble. She's just going to live her life and become the best actress that she can be.
How's that entertaining?
She's going to drink at home is what that translates to.
She says that Britney Spears was the epitome of beauty when she was younger. She said, we built her up and ripped her down, put every aspect of her life under a microscope. She's someone that I'm rooting for, and I hope she can make a comeback. When asked about the Paris Hilton's, Nicole Richie's, and Lindsay's of the world. She also said she's not dating Heroes co-star Milo Ventimiglia. Or Ventimiglia, depending on how you
pronounce
it.
She's dating that kid that can fly. That's who she's dating. That's clear.
She broke up with him last
loved
night.
Him.
She left him.
I know.
No, I'm not, she said. I love my castmates and I adore Milo. He's awesome. But we're easy targets because we're both young and he's one of the only people on the show not married with children. But we're not dating. So still hope for me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You got a good shot.
Mm-hmm. She'd dig me. Oh, she'd dig me the most.
She loves married guys.
Put on those horn-rimmed glasses.
That would remind her of her dad.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's...
Eric Estrada's in the news, believe it or not.
Yes.
What?
You remember Ponch from Chips?
Sure. Yeah.
This cracks me up. Eric Estrada is back in Muncie, Indiana. Back in training to keep up his reserve police officer status that he earned when he was on the canceled CBS reality show Armed and Famous.
That's right. Celebrities went to that town and became cops.
Remember, they all got trained and became actual police officers
and
there.
He wants to remain a police officer?
Apparently, in order to keep your status, you have to go back for training periodically.
Right.
So he's back. He went back to the police academy there in Muncie, Indiana to freshen up on his police training.
Oh, my God.
Is he just going to have it, or is he going to actually be a police officer?
When I make a commitment to be somewhere, it's done, like gold, Estrada said.
If I can't find anywhere else to be.
And I'll be here next year, too, and the year after that. I hope, 30 or 40 years from now, God willing, that when it's my time to be put in my grave, I'll go in my Muncie uniform and badge.
Okay, take it easy, Ponch.
Wow.
He wore it on a reality show for 3 weeks.
What
Why does he
hell?
Want that to be his life's work?
Eric! Dude!
What happened to him?
It was a show! You might as well go in the Chip uniform if you're going in anything.
Does he want to be buried in this surreal house? I mean, what's the deal here?
That struck me as just scary.
What the hell?
Scary sad.
Yeah, that's weird.
Watched last night's Dancing with the Stars?
Nope.
Oh,
not
man.
Even a little bit.
It is. The pressure is building. I'll tell you.
And you know this because?
Well, everyone knows.
You watch it?
No.
I didn't think so.
Elio Castroneves got 54 out of 60 points. Melanie Brown just edged him out with 55 out of 60 possible points from the judges. She, of course, was a Scary Spice. And Marie Osmond, not a great performance. 46 out of a possible 60.
Are you aware that you're still talking?
She was not pleased. One of the judges said during her freestyle routine where she dressed up like a rag doll.
Right.
It's like the bride of Chucky.
Ooh.
I didn't think anyone on that show was rude.
After the votes were turned in, she said, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. Host Tom Bergeron responded, don't have a hissy fit.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
You get that option
Tempers
to
are flaring.
Turn down the judges'
I don't think so, no.
Rulings?
You just have to take what they give you. Huh. So we'll find out tonight who goes, or I don't know if it's tonight, or when do they
what
do that?
The
I think it is
hell?
Tonight.
What
I
do
don't want to. Don't look at me.
Do that judging part.
I don't know.
I hope it's tonight so they can stop doing those ridiculous Dancing with the Stars, quote, news tie-ins.
Ah, the best.
You have to do every night.
You got to watch your Entertainment Tonight and The Insider when it's dancing night.
29 minutes out of 30?
All you get. You get Dancing Stars, and you get Pat talking about the 500-pound teenager. That's all you get on The Insider.
Lara, she's fat.
You get a lot of that. Oh, I thought Bean was going to say something.
I
sounded
too.
Like
he
it.
Took a breath.
Sure did sound like
it's all right, though.
Moving on.
We can move on.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are fighting. This time, In Touch magazine claims it's over her brother, James Haven.
He's a little weird.
And by brother, of course, I mean lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. But brother.
But lover.
Brad and James don't get along, according to the magazine. And Angelina blames Brad for not trying to get along with him. And not making room for them in their bed.
Yeah. When did they make out so publicly? What was that?
Some award show.
Oscars or something?
Yeah,
the
Oscars.
They were. He was her escort, and after she, I think it was when she won. Wasn't it she won?
Yeah, she gave a speech about how she loved him, and she was holding him. And
like, make it out. I was like, wait a minute, that's your brother.
And then she said, we were all dirty-minded because we read into it. She kisses her brother, and that's just the way it is.
Because they're likely to be her brother.
I can't blame Brad for not wanting to support the guy who's banging his wife.
I'm with you. It's Tuesday. It means new DVDs in stores today. Here's what you can pick up if you missed it in theaters. Mr. Bean's Holiday. He takes a wacky holiday to the south of France in this one. Oh, come on. How about Hot Rod? Andy Samberg as an accident-prone stuntman. Really? Really? That must have been Kevin's bell.
That was mine, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one that I wanted to see but didn't have time. So
well, there you go. You can watch Hot Rod to your heart's content.
Now, you guys make, different, I guess you put a DVD in?
That's right.
That's
DVD
right.
comes
that,
out today.
That's
yes.
how it works. And you put it in, and then you turn it on. Who's your caddy?
Oh, no.
Rap mogul Big Boy tries to join a stuffy country club. That's got to be nutty, because white people don't like black people, especially in their country clubs. Unless they're waiting on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you with me, my brothers? Rise up!
I would have picked Kevin to say yes on that one. I thought he would put in his kidding? Net for
you. You know Kevin hates the blacks. Come on,
how dare you?
Happy Days the
black
third.
Is not a color.
Tell that to black people.
I don't know any.
That's right. Happy Days the third season available today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. As is Laverne and Shirley the third season and Mork and Mindy the third season.
So fantastic.
It's trip third seasons there for you kids who like the third seasons of things.
Of old shows.
And a new movie called Pigs is also available today. I don't know how we missed this one.
Pigs?
Pigs. It's a man makes a bet to sleep with 26 women, one for each letter of the alphabet. It's available, a direct-to-DVD release today called Pigs.
They usually, the best movies go direct-to-DVD.
They usually do. So you can pick up Pigs today for some reason. We missed Pigs.
I can't believe Mike isn't in that.
Mike wrote it, stars in it, and directed it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Robin Givens. She used to be married to Mike Tyson. What the F was she thinking?
No kidding.
I don't care how rich he was. I don't care how popular it was at any given time. How do you spend 5 minutes with that dude and say, yeah, sign me up for a lifetime of marriage with this handsome fella?
Not be scared to death.
She is 43 years old today.
We heard one time, Ralph, tell me if you've heard this, that he has an IQ of 75.
Oh,
Mike
that
Tyson.
Would not shock me at all.
Yeah, I believe that. He's way, way dumb.
Yeah. My boxing coach, Steve Petromelli, former pro himself, said that he knows those guys up at the Catskills who took Mike under their wing and sort of trained him.
Right.
And
he
said there was the one guy who sort of took him out of the streets, really cared for him, and everyone else just pretty much...
Exploited?
It was like raising a pit bull. They would just poke him and exploit him and keep him medicated just when he had his problems, never let him see a doctor or a psychologist, just brought him out all along the way to be this sort of dysfunctional animal in the ring, and then once it was over, everyone just kind of walked away.
I'm saying my face. Everybody, come on, you're scared coward. You're not man enough to. You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
Yep, that's the guy I want to marry. I'm in.
Yeah, it's kind of a tragedy when you think about it.
It is
sad. Jaleel White from Family Matters turns 31 years old today, and rapper Twista.
Oh, you forgot Twista.
Twista is 34.
Get a lot of mad Twista fans.
Mad props for Twista. My brothers, rise up!
Silver tongue from the south side.
Yo!
Yeah.
Yo!
What are those noises? What are those noises?
It's mad props to Twista, yo.
You know, they don't give mad props with noises.
No, white devil. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, though, Kevin and Bean Afroline on the air, 323-520-AFRO. That's the number. What do we have today?
Remember when Rachel Nichols was in our studio?
Oh, yeah.
And Bean did some research and found out that she was educated in economics?
Yes, she had a degree.
Well, our first caller is a Bean impressionist.
How come the dollar is so weak?
In my defense, everybody talks to Rachel Nichols about her body and about her looks.
Right.
And I thought, hey, I'm going to be the guy who's different. I'm going to be the guy who explores her beautiful mind.
Okay,
as
but
well.
In hindsight,
it didn't work.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, I flamed
it. It was the
out.
Rachel
was,
Nichols disaster.
Yes.
Yeah, it was wrong. I failed.
This call we get every day, we only air them every once in a while.
What the hell is Doc talking about? Somebody slap him. I can't understand him.
You slap him. I'm not going to slap him.
Amen.
See Heroes last night?
Yes.
With Kristen Bell and Hayden Panettiere standing next to each other? Seriously. Who else thought? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That'd be real good.
I was upset last night because they weren't getting along. I like it better when they're like huggy-kissy rather than fighting.
They seem like enemies.
Yeah. I mean, girl fight's fine, but I want to see them make up. That's what I'm talking about.
Greetings, Kevin and Bean. It is I. I will come and send Tom Cruise to capture you.
Okay. Not that clever, really.
Lisa's not impressed with you.
Not really. Sorry.
Thank God, only one more freaking episode of Dancing with the Stars. Don't have to deal with any more of this gayness. Gay.
Yeah, there is that.
I can't imagine, and I don't watch the show, so maybe this sounds stupid to those of you that do, I can't imagine caring who wins. a Dancing with the Stars competition.
Are you kidding? The country is on the edge of its seat.
These people work really hard, B.
Yeah. Fine. Dancing so they work really hard, off. But who cares whether Marie Osmond or Jenny Garth wins or whoever else is still on that show?
I don't know.
Traffic can drive you crazy.
I'm late to work. Sitting in this traffic because I'm late to work.
Nice. Sound like lightning at the end there. Ralph has been in a constant search for one certain link, and he can't seem to find it. I don't know what the problem is. Everyone else seems to find it. For some reason, Ralph is dying for you to send him one.
Happy holidays. Hey, Ralph, I got this website I got to show you. It's so funny. You'll love it. You probably haven't seen it before. It goes, I'll just send it to you. I'll send it to you. You got to see it.
Oh, he would love that. Ralph@krock.com. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Just want to let you know I just gave my girlfriend the gift that keeps on giving.
All right, what do you think that is?
Bismarck.
Gave his girlfriend the gift that keeps on giving.
Blumpkin.
So now.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, I named a star after her. The cool thing was, afterwards, she let me hit her in a brown star.
How creative was that, huh? Oh.
Do we know what you're saying?
No, it's so too nebulous
subtle,
for our crazy minds.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this country is so fat. I hate fat people. I hate fat things. I'm watching TV, and I hear this commercial. What on earth?
Pizza Hut's new Double Deep Pizza. Double it up with double the toppings and 50% more cheese. A pizza so deep, we had to build a special crust to hold it all.
Because we need 50% more cheese. That is so gross. Double everything. And they had to build a special crust. This world is going to die of a heart attack. This is so gross. I hate fat, and I hate fat people. Ugh.
People wouldn't make that stuff if people didn't buy it, though. I mean, there's a market out there for it. I mean, people are buying the Baconator right now.
But she's right. The world is going to have a heart attack. A
Absolutely.
Collective heart attack. 917-323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Your phone calls right now at 1-800-520-1067.
Sorry, you must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
We actually have a couple of lines open right now. If you have never been able to get in on Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew, today is your lucky day. We'll get you on the air and hook you up with a pair of tickets to the International Motorcycle Show. That's coming to the Long Beach Convention Center December 7th through the 9th. It's way better than acoustic Christmas tickets, by the way. So please enjoy.
All right. Let's begin with Michael from Orange talking about one of our favorite shows. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
What It Do?
What It Do, Nephew. What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Michael.
I was just saying, what's the deal with Hero trying to kill Peter Petrelli?
Well, Peter's trying to release a virus that's going to wipe out the human
race. Well, he's not aware of that, is he?
I think he is.
I think he is.
He knows. Yeah.
That's why Hero went to that specific time and place, I think, was to try to stop the virus.
He knew that Adam Monroe was going to release the virus, so he was there to kill Adam, and Peter says, I can't let you touch him. He's protecting Adam Monroe, so Hero's got to take him out.
Yeah, but I don't think Peter's really aware of that.
Listen to me.
Okay, then.
Hero shows up at that point in time to stop Adam Monroe and tells Peter that last night on the episode. Peter turns around and says, I can't let you hurt him. I can't let you touch him. So Hero's got to take him out of the way to get to Adam.
Okay. I also wanted to say to you.
Nope, that, I'm sorry, you're out after
just
that one.
Moving on.
Okay.
Okay, right. Just disregarding my explanation.
He's out. He doesn't get point two if he doesn't get point A. You know?
I will tell you.
Two.
You're the one.
Heroes had, I thought, a very rough start to this season. I thought they got mired down with Hero being back in feudal Japan for way too long.
That
they
had part. Loved it.
A couple of plot lines. It just went nowhere. It got kind of boring.
Me. And I loved the Mexican Wonder Twins, too. Loved those.
Yeah.
I like them both. She's hot.
However, they've really brought it back up to speed in the last two or three episodes. And next week looks like it's going to be phenomenal. I think they're going to go out with a bang with that next episode. I really do.
Two heroes will fall.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Who will they be? Who's going
to
fall?
By the way, that Siler is no good. I got news. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that. I think he's a bad guy. I really do.
The more I can't help but look at him now, the more I know he's going to play young Spock. It's just uncanny how much he looks like a young Leonard Nimoy.
He sure does.
When you watch it, it's like, dude, it's the perfect choice. Too bad Kevin hates Leonard Nimoy, but I'm looking forward to seeing him as young Spock.
Brad in San Dimas. Good morning.
Good morning. What It Do?
What It Do?
What It Do?
And what to do, Lisa May.
Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
Good.
I just had a question for Bean, mostly, because I know you know a lot of new useless knowledge. There's this Japanese waterologist.
The hell's a waterologist?
Yes, he's a waterologist of some sort, and he what he does is he freezes water, but he gives it a characteristic, like he'll say thank you in all different languages, and then he'll also, you know, he'll say, like, you know, go to hell, or...
Okay,
he'll
wait.
All these yeah, go ahead.
So you'll say, he'll say go to hell to some water, and then freeze it immediately so that it holds on to the anger?
It holds the character of what you're giving it. So with all that said and done, you know, when we have all these emotions and stuff, is it really coming from our mind, or is this emotion coming from the water that's inside of us, since we're 70% water, just like the earth and all that other good stuff?
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Oh, you think so?
Brad, where did you find this story?
Look it up on the internet. This guy goes around and he gives seminars all around the world about how water has character and changes with what we tell it.
Well, you know, there's for a long time been a spiritual practice where you're supposed to focus all of your negative energies into a glass of still water that you keep in your room. And
really?
Then when you're done with it, you pour that water out, flush, and that's supposed to help you dissipate those bad
energies.
Well,
that's dumb, too. What religion is that?
It's just a spiritual
Well, that's a dumb
practice.
Spiritual practice, then.
I've never heard of it.
All these people are dumb. That's what I'm declaring. Water does not have emotion.
Kevin is lucky to live in a black and white world.
I'm saying water doesn't have emotion. Let's not be stupid about this, people.
No, it's not right, saying it has emotions. You can imbue it with your emotions.
You can't do that either, Ralph.
You can use candle flames. You can use water. There's other elements in the world that you can use that interact with the human energy.
All right.
But isn't that just psychological? Isn't that just like writing something on a piece of paper and throwing it into the fire? You're just mentally, you're releasing it from your body. It's not that it happens physically, right, Ralph?
Some say it can actually change the taste of the water.
Bean, those people are dumb.
Didn't
give it a
you hear
bitter
something
taste?
About no. people praying and they again looked at the composition of the water and it had changed in some way?
Yeah, that was a news story
Who
last year.
Who are you people?
That was a news story.
It was a news story last year. Yeah,
curious Americans, Kevin. That's who we are.
I see something like that and I go, I bet something better to do with my time.
Yeah, and that thing usually is.
It doesn't matter.
Guitar Hero or Deuce Bigelow.
Guitar Hero.
That's usually what your fallback position is.
Look, ooh, I don't believe
scientific news. A Guitar Hero! Hey, there's something shiny over there! That's how you live your life.
Kevin, I don't think we necessarily just automatically buy into this stuff. A lot of it is BS, but...
Well, that's all I'm saying!
You keep an open mind to at least think about it. At least to admit that we don't have all the answers, and maybe there's something to it.
I don't think I have all the answers, but I also don't think I can look at a glass of water and it can take away my emotion when it gets flushed down the toilet.
That's just
what I'm saying is I don't know whether that works or not. It doesn't seem likely.
I do, and I'm telling you definitively that it doesn't work.
All right,
Kevin doesn't have all the answers, but he knows that no one else does either.
That's correct.
What is your ruling on, and then we'll move on. Thank you for the call, Brad. What is your ruling on whether plants feel pain? I want to know your ruling on that.
Stupid. No.
There are a lot of people who say you cut a flower and they feel the pain.
Right,
there's,
I know.
There's
those people are
tiny
dumb.
And screaming on the inside.
Yes, that's of course what's happening, you morons. Come on, people. Am I the only one with all the answers?
Clearly.
Yeah,
working apparently. With morons. Mike in East LA.
No, a lot of people say.
Turn down your radio, Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, Jose Jimenez.
What's going on?
Just for Ralph.
Wow. Rare Bill Dana reference.
What's going on, Mike?
What's happening?
Nothing much, Mac. Just right here. Right, mentioning about the Colts, man. No, but New England, I think they're going to take it undefeated, man. No team could stop them right now, not even the Seahawks.
Well, I don't understand. Did you say Colts or New England? What are you saying?
New England. New England's going to take it undefeated, bro.
They're going to be undefeated?
Undefeated.
Yeah.
All the way through the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
All the way. Super Bowl. All the way, bro.
All righty.
16-0.
All right.
All the way. The Colts. They're going down. Everybody's going down, baby.
Man, that Boston accent's annoying, isn't it?
It sure is. Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. Can you hear me okay, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. Right here.
Did you go through a phone screener to get this call onto our air? Did you actually speak with somebody, or did we just pick up the phone for the first time and we're the first people you've talked to?
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talked to somebody. Well, you got the King of Mexico and you got Beer Mug today, so.
Right.
Oh, I see.
That's a gamble right there.
I'd like to put this phone call in a glass of water and then pour the water down the drain.
That I would like to do.
All right, let's go to Alex in Long Beach. Good morning, Alex. What'd it do?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, baby boo.
Good morning, Alex.
What's going on?
I was at a strip club the other week.
No, you weren't. Strip clubs don't exist. They're a figment of your imagination.
Strippers
are stupid. It's not true. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, the announcer sounded kind of like Dean.
They all do.
Yeah.
They'll strip club announcers are all the same. They all do that exact same delivery. I don't know why. You can't understand a word they're saying.
It's that pukey top 40 DJ style delivery that Bean Baxter has honed as a young man back in his days on K-Lick.
Wherever he was ever on K-Lick, but. All right, let's go to Heidi, who has maybe the most ridiculous story that I've ever heard of. Sister producer Alex was telling me this just before I came in.
Wow.
Heidi, good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I was listening to Ryan Seacrest this morning.
Yes.
I have little kids, that's why I was listening. And they talking about him being on the cover of Details for being one of the...
And by him, you mean?
Kevin Federline.
On the cover of Details as?
One of the top influential and powerful people under 45.
Oh, come
on. Yeah!
Not only that, in the top 10. He's number 7.
We have to call Details.
Number 7 on the list of influential people in Hollywood under 40.
What's his influence?
He's become a good father.
No.
But what is his influence? How is he influencing
other
people?
Even that's the case, he's influencing two other people.
He's
the kids.
Turned his life around and changed his ways.
Right.
Oh, stop.
He's on the cover. He's on the cover, right? He's on the cover of Details.
He's on the cover. Uh-huh.
This is officially them jumping the shark. That's it. It's over.
They had the editor of Details on talking about it.
Well, he's dumb. I'm going to proclaim him dumb as well. Are you guys going to stand up for it? K-Fed number 7?
King of Dumb has waved his scepter.
Are you guys going to back this call too?
Well, they've changed the title of the magazine to F and Shaky Details. So that's why it's...
It doesn't make any sense if that's what you're asking.
That's
I'll agree with
saying.
You on that. He's certainly not influential or powerful. He's neither of those.
He's number 7, Bean.
Well, we need to talk to somebody from Details. We can get that guest if the guest is not afraid to do radio after being on Ryan Seacrest's show. I'd like to talk to that interview.
I know what an editor. Like people, when they hear it, they hear the record. When they see exactly what's put down, then they're going to have to give me respect in that manner.
Yeah.
I envision it. I see it. I know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm a likable guy. You know what I mean?
Number 7.
Well, we may have to put in a call to Mr. Federlisi ourselves this week, by the way. We haven't talked to him in a while. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
All
if we
right.
call Hulk Hogan, we'll call him.
That's right. I want to thank
first
our special guest.
No Hulk, no Fed.
I want to thank our special guest.
By the way, Bean has discovered a new voice. Bean can do the Hulkster and is refusing to do it on our program.
He doesn't care for the show, apparently.
Doesn't
he doesn't want to do any work on the show. Doesn't want to participate at all.
I can't do the Hulkster at all. I don't
you've
do voices.
Several times. And I could do the Queen. I could do the Queen when I do it.
You've done it several times, Bean.
It was a throwaway. It was a joke. It was a throwaway during one of our showbiz beats where I made a
did I do the
sound.
Queen or did I not do the Queen? And
you
was
did the
it
Queen
bad?
And it was effing awesome. No, it was awesome. It was fantastic.
Sometimes, you know, those throwaway things, that's the kernel of a great idea. It's the spark that starts the great wildfire of genius.
I'm not, you're losing
me.
I'm
sorry.
I don't have any
Speaking
idea
of great impressionist, how about Frank Caliendo for stopping by today? His new show is very funny, called Frank TV. It airs Tuesday nights at 11. That's Smooth. Tonight on TBS. So you want to check that out. And I want to give you a reminder again that we are going to be bringing the show live to Fullerton this Friday morning. We don't do very many live shows where you can come out and see us, but be there. So there's going to be like 30 enormous boobs there that morning.
And you and I.
That's right. Two enormous boobs.
The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe is where it's happening. 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton, California. Live broadcast 6 till 10 on Friday morning. Live coronation ceremony. It's going to be just like a real pageant you see on the TV. Free admission with a donation of a new unwrapped toy. This is important. We will not let you in unless you bring a new unwrapped toy. The U.S. Marine Corps will be there to collect the toys. It's Kevin and Bean's Toys for Tatas. And here's the best part. And Ralph, was this your idea? All ages are welcome.
That part wasn't my idea.
We're going to have to work on that one.
Plus full bar beginning at 6 a.m.
They have food, so you can let 8-year-olds in.
No, it's not what we want.
Thank God.
By the way, about the toy thing, we're serious. You got to bring an unwrapped toy to
you
get
do.
In.
You do.
That's
yes.
the only way you're getting in. And they're Marines, and they will shoot you if you do not
shoot on sight.
If you do not bring a toy and try to get in.
And make it, please make it new. It's not that hard to get one new toy.
And legally, they can shoot you, too, by the way.
It's Patriot Act.
It's part of the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Three more Miss Double D's in the studio showing us their talents.
Mm-hmm. They're all so good.
They are. It's a tough choice this year.
Yeah.
You know, the personality is new this year because we're meeting all 10 girls. And, wow, they're, like, really nice girls.
It was easier before when we just sort of had voted on who we liked the looks of the best.
Yeah,
and
just talked
about
the phone
crown.
Every once in a while. But that's it.
But this is like by getting 10 puppies and loving them all and playing with them and then having to take 9 and throwing them in puppy lake and just keep them.
Unless we decide we need 10 Miss Double D's. It's a banner year, fellas.
Up with these
Why
ideas?
Do you say these horrible ideas out loud on the air that we can't possibly fulfill?
And just then stream his of eyes light up.
Like, aren't I smart? Someone throw me a cookie.
To me, it's the best idea
it's
ever.
It's not. It's a horrible idea. We can't do it.
The host of The Soup on E, Joel McHale, will
Maybe
be
they
in
can
tomorrow.
All play Acoustic Christmas. They can all open Acoustic Christmas, too.
We have to start a new investigation.
In a Glockenspiel band. Huh? What do you think, guys? Who's with me?
There's a new phantom pooper in the station. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that tomorrow.
Do we have to?
No, come on.
Got to.
Can we?
Don't have any choice, Ralph.
Oh, I see. So we got
no choice.
No Hulk Hogan, but poop. We'll do that instead.
Correct.
I see.
And I would like to suggest that we cancel Leonard Nimoy because his book.
You're going to looking forward to talking
Why don't
to
you
him?
Just not insult him and then we don't have to cancel him?
Have you seen
that?
His book?
No.
More importantly, I've heard you.
He has a book of photos, and they are all 400-plus pound women.
Really?
All
photos
of
large women. Yes.
Huge and all naked.
Yes.
And your complaint is they should not be allowed to be photographed, or they shouldn't be allowed to live, or what?
Well, no, they can live.
I'm just trying to figure out where your line is here.
My line is there anyone under 400 that he could photograph? If so, let's go that direction.
I think it's interesting photography what he's done with these women. Have you seen the photos?
Yes.
And there's so
I'm
many photos.
Traumatized.
So many photos of all kinds of good-looking, thin women.
Sure.
Tons of them.
That's true.
This is a particularly interesting perspective where he has taken photographs of
large
women.
And by interesting, horrible idea.
No, I think it's interesting.
And large is an understatement of the universe. By
it's
the
like
way.
Saying you should only take photos of beautiful pastoral scenes if you're doing like landscape photography. Only babbling brooks and green trees. What about the harsh, you know, scorched earth? Those sometimes make interesting photos too.
You still talking? I forget.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm lost. I don't know. Rolls upon rolls upon rolls, guys.
Are they really that big, Ralph?
Are they? They're big.
They are.
Really
yeah.
big?
But I think it's interesting.
They are.
That
that's
is
point,
interesting.
It's interesting photography.
Okay, one photo at tops. One photo.
You don't have to look.
You can't not look at this book. You will look at every page of this book, Lisa. You'll turn it and go, I can't believe someone took that
so
picture.
So Kevin has no choice but to berate the man
no,
for
I'm
having
just saying,
him the book.
For a
that's
book that
saying.
He can't stop looking at.
That's
I'm just,
right.
I'm just saying I'm not going to be able to interview him like, wow, that's a really interesting photography project.
But now I'm saying, why would you choose that subject matter, Leonard?
I will say that.
But fat girls, stupid. You're stupid. You're fat. I'm fat, fat, stupid, stupid, fat. Instead of saying that. How about not saying that
They're
so
not just fat, though, Ralph. It's like
But that's
like,
the point. He made that choice.
Right.
Right.
Why can't it just be
nice,
an artistic choice?
What a bad choice.
A discussion about that choice.
It's what not an, for you.
What an oddly awful choice, Leonard.
But let me put it another way, Kevin, because we're talking about art here. You feel that way about these photos. You don't think they should have been taken. You think it's stupid that they're in a book for people to enjoy.
No, I don't mind that they're in a book. I just don't bring the guy on and then expect me to act like it's not a book of gigantor women. How
but
do you expect me to ignore that?
Can't
fact?
You temper that mentality with
no!
a little bit more civility in your discussion
You can't
about
trust
it.
Me with a book of gigantor women and expect me to not focus on it? How
well,
do you
of
do
course
that?
You're going to focus on it because that's the book, but you can do it in a non-angry
right, you
way.
You can control how you discuss that idea.
I don't have that kind of confidence in myself.
Well, you know what? Neither do I. I really
so
don't.
I'm saying let's cancel. I don't want to be disrespectful to him.
Don't be disrespectful
listen,
to him.
I am going to have to leave the room.
Why what can't if, you just not do it?
Because they're huge, Ralph. What kind of choice
I
is that?
I understand that
and
they're not small women.
Full. That's not like it's not like really skinny girls, really fat girls, really fat guys. It's all gigantic. Way out of the norm, well past fat chicks.
Something visual about that subject matter caught
makes
his
me
eye.
Want to
say why take those pictures?
That's a good question.
Okay, and I will ask it.
But you don't have to have this tone of voice.
You say why take those pictures? You say that. You say, Leonard, how did
what
you?
Am I
how did you settle on this subject,
try that.
Man?
Just try
that's, that's an interesting choice you made.
Nice.
With
see,
the fatties.
I think we have them on, and then I think it goes poorly, and then I think you get the Vulcan mind meld is what happens. I think that's what, you know, or he does something bad to you like those Vulcans can. I think that's what's likely to end up with this.
No, he's not a Vulcan, right?
Yeah.
I saw the show, all Kevin. Right. Don't lie to me about that. Anyway, Leonard Nimoy tomorrow morning on the Kevin DeBeach Show. I think now we're all really, really looking forward to it.
I'm pre-embarrassed.
How dare you? These
don't make us bring the Sean Penn tape out, because we will. All right?
I'm telling you guys, this is a bad idea because of the Sean Penn disaster.
We're Tad telling Corbett
you,
just
control
next.
Yourself.
Cannot.
Why?
Can't.
Can't who?
All right.
With 40
all
minutes
right.
nonstop K-Rock, including Foo Fighters, Rancid, Linkin Park, The Shins, Soundgarden, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.